And Rhino, he's not even an issue. I don't sweat Rhino.
Are you ready?
Yes, it's the Rhino. Yes. I just want the paper. Uh-huh. I done came down so clean. Uh-huh. I'm shining on the haters. Real. Ain't none better than me.
I'm back. And I'm better than ever. Got a knack for making things better. Face facts. Cause your opinion don't matter. This maniac is gonna step on whomever.
Welcome back to another edition of the Rhino Wrestling Review, and now I'm joined by, to my right, Will Lewis.
Hello.
To my left, Jason Calcibetta.
Hello, friends.
We're sitting weird at the table. I couldn't figure out where I was.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We've had a little bit of a hiatus. I have been following my story online. I have had some medical issues, and I brought my doctor along here. He's back from the dead, folks. We thought he was dead, but Halloween time's coming up, and PCO shocked him back to life, or the doctor that shocked PCO back to life also shocked my doctor back to life. It's Dr. Michael Caine. Hi, Doc.
Hello.
Doc, can you, in layman's terms, describe what was wrong with me and why I was out for the last couple weeks?
Well, it's a very complicated procedure. Mm-hmm. Basically, you had stones.
Uh-huh.
You ate a bunch of rocks.
No.
And they ended up in your testicles.
That's inaccurate. That is...
You said you had kidney stones.
I did.
What is a kidney? I've been dead for 3 months.
You were a horrible doctor before you were dead.
You're alive now, aren't you?
What was the procedure that you did to me in order to help me get some relief from these kidney stones? If you can explain that to the listeners.
I had Braun Strowman
mm-hmm.
come in, and he gave you the hands.
He gave me the hands. Where did he put the hands?
Wherever you wanted.
Oh, I was knocked out. I didn't want him anywhere.
He touched you. He touched you here.
Mm-hmm.
And. Do you want me to show you the other areas
he touched you? I don't think I do.
He pummeled you in the kidneys. Mm. He punched you repeatedly
mm.
over and over. And then he put something in your...
In my what?
in your urethra.
Oh.
Your urethra.
Interesting. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Ron. It was... It's been pretty shitty the last few weeks, and I thank everybody who's been sticking with us and not abandoned us. I really want to give a shout-out to our buddies over at STF Underground Podcast, our brother podcast on ProWrestling.com, Dougie Wrestling, Fox Narayan, and Mr. Main Event, and those guys over there, giving me something fun to listen to, and then also with the kind words that they had on their shows to... Help me feel like I'm still a part of the ProWrestling.com family as we come back to you here and try to cover... The good news is, in the 3 weeks that I've been out of commission, not a lot's happened in the world of pro wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, you picked the best three
I
weeks
did.
Possible
I did.
To get hurt.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Do you still need me?
No, you can go to hell.
Can I please die? Existence is pain.
Bring Stu back
yeah,
in there.
Thank you for joining us, Dr. Caine.
Goodbye,
yeah.
World.
That's awful. But well, we thank Dr. Caine for joining the show once again.
You're welcome.
We haven't seen him since the year-end awards show.
Yeah, he died.
He died. It was about 10 months ago.
Stu Hart
choked him out in my kitchen.
Stretched him.
Stretched
him to death.
Yeah, nothing's really happened in the past couple of weeks.
So literally...
It's been real boring.
Literally the day I went... I went to urgent care after school. I've been feeling kind of shitty for... like about a week before then, but I just thought it was just like my normal like feeling shitty, like because I never
feel like great. The worst immune system
awful.
In the history.
Awful. And I thought it was just like normally feeling like crap. And
just need some more mimosas, is what I was told.
I don't know.
All that vitamin C,
yeah,
though.
That helps. Maybe. Yeah, trust me.
Well, I'm willing to try anything.
Is it really helping, though, when the majority of your mimosas are champagne and just like a dash of vitamin C?
Don't ask
a bit of the bubbly?
A little bit of the bubbly.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Or a whole lot of the bubbly.
A whole lot of the bubbly. So I went to urgent care, and then I texted you guys, said, yeah, they're sending me to the hospital because apparently I have a kidney stone so big that it is going to block my kidney and cause like permanent kidney damage if I don't go to the hospital. So, and that was the night that AEW Dynamite premiered.
We were actually getting to record that night.
Happy Wednesday.
That was the night that Dynamite premiered and NXT went head to head with it. And then we had the premiere of SmackDown on Fox and all the pomp and circumstance that came with that. Then we had Hell in a Cell. Then we had the WWE Draft. Then we've had two more weeks of Dynamite and NXT and Wednesday Night Wars. We've had NWA premiering with their show Power.
With a bunch of R's.
With too many R's. You know, they got those three R's at the end. I wonder if it's a little shout-out to the Rhino Wrestling Review here.
What has TNA been doing in this last 3 weeks?
TNA's got a pay-per-view this weekend, too.
Yeah. Sunday.
Is it really a pay-per-view, though, if nobody knows about it?
And it's sold out.
It is. So here's what we're going to do here. We got so much to catch up on. We're going to clear out the mailbag, something that I know Jason said he's really excited about. He's not gotten to do a mailbag.
It's my favorite part of the show.
Episode.
Not talking with you, ass clowns.
That's true.
talking to our viewers.
Right. Viewers?
Yeah. Our listeners.
Right. Stay tuned, man.
Yeah. On the hidden camera I have set up in my bathroom.
They're probably seeing a lot of weird stuff over the past couple weeks.
Yeah. They see me break everything, fuck shit up.
Soaking in a bathtub because it's the only thing that gave me relief in the last couple weeks. You can always send us your emails, rhinowrestlingreview@gmail.com or on Twitter @rhino_wrestling, and that's Rhino, R-Y-N-O. But we got a last-minute email here from a first-time emailer. Got it in just right in under the, like, literally about an hour ago it came in.
We cut off our email times at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, this one came in at 4:55.
Central Standard Time.
So we want to give a shout-out to the Grim Reaper. And I believe an extra shout-out because his email address had a cream of the crop in there, too.
That is awesome.
Dig it.
Always rises to the top.
And he writes, "Hey, guys, first-time emailer here. My question is about Impact Wrestling." That good thing we got Jason Calcibetta.
And you both head out.
Mr. Impact here. I may head out because I have to pee like every 10 minutes because I still have the stent in my kidney. But, comes out next week. So then I'll hopefully get back to normal. How big of a move for you is their move to Access TV? They seem to have really righted the ship over the last year or so and will finally be back in primetime on a better network. Insert one of the Running Pursuit jokes on the show here.
Fuck you.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I would say that they were looking on a journey, some would say, in pursuit of a better network. And they finally found one.
But what good shows are on Access TV now? I mean, you don't got Will It Fly, you don't got Man versus Two Bears or whatever it was.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
Fishing with Joe Norris.
Yeah,
Chuck Norris. Fishing with Chuck Norris.
I'd watch that. Yeah, yeah. Everybody would watch that. The fish just jump into the boat.
Yeah, because
they're scared of Chuck Norris. What else was on there? They had like. Like Cabela's like primetime duck hunting or some shit like that.
That sounds good.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, I don't know what's on Access TV. So we really call it an upgrade? I don't know.
Yeah.
I still don't get Access TV.
I don't get it either.
Because you use YouTube TV, sir.
YouTube TV is pretty good. I have not bad. YouTube TV it's for not, all your TV streaming needs.
Not bad.
Unlimited DVR space.
They're not a paid sponsor, so damn. Stop it.
Yeah.
I have Spectrum, the basic package, because I'm on that teacher salary. About that teacher life.
It's not that cheap, even though it's the basic
it
package.
It is. It's not that
we
cheap.
Gotta upgrade
basic
you.
Package. $200 a month.
Yeah, we got to upgrade you.
And then I, so I don't get access either. But I do know that it is in significantly more households than Pursuit, correct?
Yeah.
How many do you know offhand? Like
55 million, I believe.
Bad.
Yeah,
not and bad. Pursuit's in 55?
50. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Bringing a couple, like, couple extra people.
Yeah, people like that yeah. Cabela's duck hunting shit show or whatever it is. But things, back to the email, but things seem to be looking up for them, and they seem to be settling the foundation to be the clear number three promotion going forward. Also, Bound for Glory is this weekend, as their big pay-per-view is sold out. So I guess I was just looking for your thoughts on the company and all the moving and shaking that is going on. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you, Grim Reaper.
Moving and shaking. This guy listens to you a lot.
First of all,
I do like how.
Wow, Will's about to shit on our new listener already.
Third overall promotion.
If you're going to shit on Impact, go ahead.
Third overall promotion.
I defer my time, sir.
I don't think that's a thing. We got WWE. Do we count NXT now?
NWA.
No, we don't count NXT.
We count NXT.
I know.
WWE, the NXT, show. AEW, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Impact. See, I couldn't even
Glory
remember.
Pro here in
Glory
St. Louis.
Glory Pro. Ring
Louis,
of Honor.
St. Louis Anarchy here in St. Louis.
I would still put it above, I would say it's fourth.
When I put that when I put that mattress in my backyard and we roll around for a little
bit. Yeah, that's great.
That's top 10.
I like that one. That's a good one. It's either fourth or fifth, I would say.
You think so?
I don't know.
I say
NXT just tucks in with WWE.
I kind of agree with you that NXT falls under the WWE. In.
It's just their wrestling show, not their entertainment.
Just tuck it back like I tuck it back.
Yeah. Tuck it back for a surprise.
But what about Ring of Honor at 11:00 at night on Saturdays?
No, for a couple of years there.
Can you name five Ring of Honor wrestlers right now, Will? Without looking at your
Marty
phone?
Scroll.
Okay.
Yep. PCO.
Uh-huh.
The guy with the J. He starts with a J.
The guy with the J. That starts with a J.
You know that one guy.
Nailed it.
The guy that's like Macho Man. He's like Macho Man, but he's not Macho Man.
I'm not helping him.
Me either.
Who's the really bad champ? That guy.
He's no longer the champ.
Dalton Castle. Dalton Castle.
That's three.
Well, he got three with a full name.
Well, I thought I had four.
No, you can't just describe
the guy with the J.
Guy with the brown hair. Can't do it.
Rush.
Oh, wow.
Rush. Yeah. And Cheeseburger.
There you go.
Is
he still on the show?
I don't know.
I don't know
Cheeseburger
either.
Is like a Ring of Honor.
We're counting Cheeseburger.
I'll take it.
I'll give it to you.
Better than I expected, so I'm proud of you.
I will say that for a couple of years there, before AEW was around, for a couple of years there, Ring of Honor had kind of solidified themselves as the number two promotion in North America, but that's when they had the Bullet Club helping them out. That's when they had, you know, Cody was on, you know, almost every week. The Bucks were on almost every week. Marty Scurll was with the Bullet Club at the time.
Kenny was making special appearances. Mm-hmm.
But now, ever since the Bullet Club left, and they've been kind of, you know, scrambling, and they had that, you know, the less than stellar showing at the Madison Square Garden event, WrestleMania weekend.
Was a good time.
It was a good time, but there was so much that came out of it that was negative for Ring of Honor. There was the Enzo and Cass debacle that apparently they didn't clue anyone on the New Japan side into. We had Dalton Castle was one of their top stars, jobbed out in 5 seconds. Matt Taven, who, you know, went over.
That's the guy. Matt Taven.
The bad champ.
Matt Taven ended a really good match by winning it. And, you know, the whole crowd just kind of went, oh, shit. Boy.
I think the best part of that I watched was the Royal Rumble with, like, Muda and Haku. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that was free.
Yeah.
That was free
we
on
all
TV.
Watched that together.
Yeah.
That's when Will got really excited because he heard the Bullet Club music. And then some guy came out that he didn't have any idea. Like, who's this guy? Yeah. Like, oh, Bullet Club! Oh.
About that.
Random guy I've never heard of before.
Bullet Club's not okay, guys, anymore.
Well,
who is the guy that I'm thinking about? The Macho
Jay
Man.
Lethal.
Jay Lethal. See? The guy
who even
Jay.
Had the letter
there for like
I
said 10
Jay.
Years now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's like old reliable
he didn't say
there.
Jay. I didn't really put that together.
I wasn't going to help him.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to help him. Well, I'm going to go to my Impact Wrestling correspondent here, Jason. The move to Access TV, it was something that they needed to get on an actual real network, not like the dirt bike channel, like they were like Chris Jericho's
site bike.
Yeah, alluded to before. The Pursuit Network is just not a they weren't going to go forward. If anything, as a company, they were going to fall backward as a result of being on a network like that. But now that they're on Access TV, apparently they actually own Anthem actually owns the network now, right? So they can really control, you know, give themselves like a prime spot. I guess this is their last Friday on.
They start Tuesday.
Going to
Tuesdays. Tuesday at 7.
Which is one of the few available nights where there is no wrestling. You know,
well, that's
going
why they
on.
Put that Fox show on FS1 mm-hmm. or that WWE show on FS1.
Sure.
They're scared of the Impact.
So talk first about going to Access TV and what that's going to mean to the promotion going forward.
Well, I just think it gives you a legitimate space. Again, like we always talk about, you know when it's going to be on mm-hmm. a certain night. And this is also the first time that, I guess, since Spike TV that they've went forward with mm-hmm. a TV deal.
Right.
You went from Fox Sports Midwest to, mm-hmm. or FS1 or whatever you want to call it, to Spike, and then consistently just took a step back mm-hmm. every time.
It was like Destination America.
Yeah, and then Pop.
And then it was Pop.
And then...
And Pop
then,
TV.
Yeah.
And then Pursuit. I actually had Pop TV, too.
Pop TV was fine, except for they made no money off the deal. Mm-hmm. So it was
Shit's,
they were
Shit's
just
Creek,
like,
though. You ever seen that?
I've seen that with the guy from American Pie, the dad.
Apparently it's really good. Like, it got nominated for a bunch of Emmys and
apparently.
Shit.
Apparently. Yeah, I don't know. But I think that's a big deal, and it gets them back in primetime, which is a big thing, because right now they're on it, like, from 10 to 12, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really late, you know, slot.
Are they still going to be doing the Twitch thing?
Yes. So for anyone that doesn't have access like you two, if you guys have the internet, you have Impact.
Okay, Moose. Settle down.
So calm down over there, big
fella.
Can you
explain Twitch TV to Dan again?
Yeah, if you could. I'm
we don't have enough time in the show.
Okay.
Well, he's not going to be able to watch it.
Dan from St. Louis, Missouri writes, how does Twitch work?
What is Twitch?
I thought it was just for people that
Dan always
watch other people play Fortnite.
Dan always gets Twitch by me or Will sending a direct
link. Just send me the
that
link.
He has to open up and he's like, oh, cool, it's on.
Now I know how frustrated I feel like when my dad asked me to do something on his phone. It's the same with me asking you guys here.
Yeah.
Bound for Glory this weekend, Jason, what are you looking forward to about? We're going to watch it.
Yeah, of course.
On the Fight app.
I'll be there. I'll be watching it, yeah.
What are you looking forward to the most?
I think Tessa's going to win the X Division Championship.
I think it's time.
I think that's going to be awesome. And I'm looking forward to Sami Callihan maybe winning the world title.
You think that's coming, man?
I do think that's coming. I think it's time.
It's been a long build-up.
I got all Impact booked out until like SummerSlam, as Will would say.
Who is their current world champion?
The Machine, Brian Cage.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Who gets hurt every week.
Yeah.
But he's still amazing. He's great. We watched him and Elgin tear it apart at Slammiversary.
Hogan?
Hulk Hogan?
No, Elgin.
Oh.
No, God. And those days are long gone.
Jason's like, oh, Brian Cage and the Hulkster.
Yeah,
I watched that.
Take my money.
And Michael Elgin's fighting your boy
Mirafuji, yeah. That should be good. Strong style.
If you were listening to a classic episode of the Rhino Wrestling Review, I believe it was
the
PWI 500 a couple years ago, where Jason would not back down from the fact that he had no idea if Mirafuji was really good or not.
He is.
He was just basing it on what Dave Meltzer told him on Twitter.
I've told you many times Mirafuji's really good.
Uh-huh.
You're not even saying it right.
That's my problem. That was the classic. Name one match he had last year. He said, I can't name one, but I know he's really good. Classic moments here on the memories here on the Rhino Wrestling Review.
Good job, Grim Reaper. We appreciate you. What do you think about the Access TV thing? You know, we don't really talk. AEW has overshadowed everything, which really is great. You know, nothing against that.
I think it's wonderful for Impact Wrestling. And one of the things that Grim Reaper wrote in the email here is that they've been looking up for a while. They've righted the ship. He used words like setting the foundation, and I think those are all things that, you know, Scott D'Amore and Don Callis have really done to make Impact less of the whipping boy in the world of pro wrestling. And the fact that they've gotten behind the ascension of Tessa Blanchard, and not behind the ascension, the tag team.
I was like, are they in Impact?
No.
What have I missed?
Nobody knows where they're
at.
They're
like the Road Warriors.
What did I miss?
They've gotten behind Tessa Blanchard. I thought putting the belt on Brian Cage was the right thing. It has kind of been not worked out the way they wanted it to, just because of the injuries. But that's something you have no control over.
Yeah,
I think that their women's division is really strong.
I think it's the best in wrestling. I will fight anyone on that.
I don't know. I think their women's division is excellent. I think NXT might give them a run for their money, but you know, I think that is something that they have really not put in, on the back burner. They realize that we have a strength here, and we are going to highlight that strength and go forward with that. So I think that them going to Access TV is great. I'm a DVR guy, and the Twitch thing is great. It gives everybody an outlet. But I wish there was like an on-demand aspect to Twitch, where I could just, you know, pull it up, or if it was on YouTube or something like that after it aired. But
not just pieces and bits.
Right, yeah. Right. But I know that there's things with TV contracts that they can't just immediately have it, you know, available on YouTube, or if it was, you know, on the Fight app, you know, right after or something like that. Right.
Yeah.
You know, then that would make it a little bit more accessible. But for, especially with as big as cord cutting is right now, YouTube TV is one of the more premier cord cutting cable providers, and the fact that Access TV isn't on that is a little disconcerting. But I think it is on, it might be on Sling or one of the other ones.
Because Sling, you could do like two different packages, so it could be on one but not the other, or you could do both or whatever the case is. But it's definitely not on YouTube TV.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yep. Well, thanks to the Grim Reaper for emailing in. Hopefully you can keep emailing in. We'll keep giving you a shout out. And we've got some spots on the Mount Rushmore. Paul's on there. Paul's on the Mount Rushmore.
Good job, Paul.
Mark the Mark
is on there. There's still a couple spots left. All right, we got a lot of emails to cover here, guys. Who's picking the first one?
All right, so we're going to do numbers 1 through 13. Pick a number. Jason.
6.
All right.
Will, if you would.
This was from Steve in KC.
Sorry.
Respects
about
out the...
Sorry about your quarterback.
Respects out the Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, man.
Rest
in peace.
Get better soon. We really appreciate you. The recent WWE draft was the most overproduced, underwhelming thing the company has put on in quite some time. What did they hope to accomplish with this presentation, and how long until they redo everything they just did?
Well,
thanks, Steve.
Yeah, thanks for the email, Steve. Steve seems like he was a big fan of the WWE draft. Overproduced, underwhelming thing the company has put on for some time, and that's saying a lot. Because this company overproduces and underwhelms quite often. So for the first part, what did they hope to accomplish? They wanted it to be sports-like.
A real draft.
Yeah.
They wanted it to be taken seriously as sports.
And it didn't help that they sent out a list ahead of time that they followed up until about
to the pick
15.
Now, hold on, guys. Doesn't that make it easier if you just followed the
list? But I didn't have to watch. You yell at me all the time for checking Twitter first. Mm-hmm. Well, this was a who's available.
Also, like...
And they followed that list.
I thought they were being nice by giving us the list in advance so we knew what was coming. I thought that... Kudos to you, WWE, for thinking of us, the viewer, the list in advance.
You just made the list!
Oh, thank you, Chris.
That was good. It's like we planned that.
Yeah. Take the beauty of editing here. But they wanted to be taken, that's why they put the Fox NFL guys on there and super disinterested Joe Buck.
Well, the Fox NFL guys picked everyone who was either dead or 70 as people they would pick.
Yeah, they take and like Killer like, Kowalski.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
I was see, like, now I kind of liked the fact that like Howie Long and Terry Bradshaw actually acted like they gave a shit. Yeah,
yeah.
Whereas the majority of the guys on there, especially oh my god, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, they look like they gave zero fucks. They're like, oh god, our overlords at Fox are making us do this. That's what they were trying to accomplish by having the war room, and then you got the robot in there in the war room making picks, and
what's the robot's name again?
Cletus. Mm.
The three, but like the problem was they only had the two different shots of the war room. It was the guy hanging up the phone and getting excited, or the guy slamming the phone down and putting his hands up because they just lost like Randy Orton.
Fuck, we didn't get Natalia. Like shit. Yeah.
The robot kept getting excited though.
It was just too much.
That's because there was a whole bunch of computers in the room, and he thought they were sexy.
Yeah, I actually don't like the fact that they are trying to make it into like a real sport.
I don't like it either. That's not what we like about wrestling.
Like it feels fake. It feels.
That's not what I want.
We don't like to use fake. We don't use the F word around here, but it feels fake. It feels weird, and also too their draft. Was basically like, all right, we're going to draft this person. Oh, they're already on SmackDown.
All right.
Or we're going to draft this person. They're already on Raw.
So it was just them solidifying the fact that,
that
they were on.
Yeah.
Very few people actually moved other than like Bray Wyatt.
One of the guys in the war room was watching the peacock.
He just had like a peacock.
He doesn't even have notes on. Yeah.
One of the guys in the war room had like Ultimate Warrior paint on, so you know he was probably the racist one.
That's not professional at all.
I was telling Dan off air earlier. The harder they try, the worse it gets. And I don't know how to explain it.
I don't know how to explain it.
We'll get to Hell in a Cell later, but like the red lighting on Hell in a Cell. It's like, oh my God, why? Like,
red lighting on a red cage.
Yeah, that's fucking fantastic. Might as well put worms back on the fucking canvas.
That's a good idea. I love it.
Get this guy a job.
We should have him fighting in an abandoned house next.
That was pretty good, though.
It was actually...
burned a guy's house down.
But no, it's just like there was no suspense in the draft. It was literally just Stephanie coming out every time making.
Because they gave us the list 3 days in advance.
That was nice of them.
That was not
no
nice.
No suspense. There was no like, you know how they used to do the draft where they used to have like a randomizer come up.
Yeah.
And they'd have the GM from each show come out. Mm-hmm. And they would make the pick. That just didn't
feel. That's not sports.
That must have been Eric Bischoff's fault because he got.
You're fired! Oh, poor Eric.
I know, poor Eric. We'll get to that later.
Drew McIntyre was drafted number 5 overall.
Yeah.
I think if I was
still on WWE.
If I was doing a draft, he would be probably my top five pick.
Probably.
You wouldn't draft the Universal Champion over him?
No.
You would wait until the second round depends and draft him?
Yeah.
It depends if you're going to make him cut a promo or not. Because if Mike's skills are involved, I'd take Drew all day over Seth.
So would you take shade. Would you take any champions in the first round except for one? You would only take one champion.
Is Lacey Evans a champ right
She's
now?
She's not a champion.
She's a champ of my world.
Yeah.
Take her.
You're nasty.
So in your first round, you would expect to take your top stars, right?
Yeah.
So you take, what was Becky Lynch was
Brutus.
First.
Yeah, Brutus.
Brutus was second.
Yeah, Strutton and Cole.
Warlord was third.
Yep.
Mantar was fourth.
And Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Yeah, was fifth.
Yeah. There you go.
It's weird.
Easy peasy. Weird. Lemon squeezy. What do they hope? We know what they hope to accomplish. How long until they undo everything that they just did? Well, it didn't take them long the last time they did a draft to have a wild card rule.
I'm a genius! I just made that up.
It didn't take them long to undo everything that they had done before. Jason, do you think that we are keeping this set up for a little while? Do you think once... ratings have already started hitting the...
It's been 2 weeks, guys. Let's relax on the ratings.
No, they tanked from that first to second week.
Well, that's because The Rock wasn't on.
They're already panicking.
That's because The Rock wasn't on.
They already fired Eric Bischoff after 2 weeks.
They lost two million viewers from first to second week.
What else can we expect to change? Fox is not going to put up with this. USA is not going to put up with this after all the money they spent.
Actually, Raw viewership is up. They did like 2.7 last Monday, and it was like, which is pretty high for Raw, especially.
Isn't that crazy that like 2.7, they're like,
is now high?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, 2.7 million, I'm sorry. Yeah. And they usually, probably like a 2.22 rating or something like that. I'm not quite sure.
We're almost 2 million away from AEW and Raw being on the same page.
Yeah.
So
how long, okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
If AEW went to Monday nights next week, what would you watch?
Right now, I'd watch AEW.
Easy, right?
It's easier to watch.
That's not even a question.
It's easier to watch.
Your boy Bully Ray said it best, is that there is nothing wrestling-wise right now in the United States like AEW.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any AEW haters, I understand. But for the last 3 weeks, they've kept the show fresh, exciting, and unpredictable.
Bobby Lashley. Unpredictable.
You know, and I just think it's just something new right now. And mm-hmm. I think they'll keep it like that for a little while. Now, I'm anxious to see, 3 months down the line.
Yeah.
Because there was a couple, like the second AEW, where it ended again with a 10-person brawl.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, cool, Nitro's back. Like, because that's all the Nitros ended like that. Like, you know.
But at least it ended on a talking point.
Yeah. No, seriously, yeah.
That was one of my biggest complaints about Raw for a long time, is it doesn't give you a reason to tune in next week.
Yeah, I agree. It's... I don't know what's going to happen. How long until they undo everything? They've already fired the head of one of the shows after 2 weeks. So we may just go back to seeing the biggest stars on every show.
I don't think that'll happen yet, but maybe I'm wrong. But I would expect to see maybe like Ronda Rousey reached out to some of these other bigger stars that they think, you know.
Can you hit the don't like that button really quick, please?
I like that, but she's starring on 911 right now.
Oh, that's good.
But, Jesus, I'm the worst at this.
She lost the finger.
She did lose the finger.
No, don't like that.
Thank you, Steve Carell.
Took me 8 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to take this.
Yeah, that's good.
Sorry, ass. Will, can you give me email number 2, please?
Boop, boop, boop.
Where's the... Yeah, we'll just do that.
Wait a minute now!
all right. Determined Dickies.
All right.
Ooh, that's a name.
I used to have a pair of Dickies. I was a fat kid.
I have a Dickies coat.
Oh, how is it?
He or she writes in, because we're not going to adhere to...
it's 2019. Be whatever you want.
We're going to do whatever we want. I'm shocked by how NXT has been underperforming in the ratings and how much better AEW has been doing. What do you attribute that to?
Jason, you're not shocked?
I'm not shocked at all. I thought for sure.
I'm not surprised. Nick Diaz would say, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
I'm not. I thought for sure. I mean, and I've said this before. NXT is the third show in the camp of WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Its sole purpose right now is to try to keep 700,000 people from watching TNT.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's its sole purpose.
Isn't that crazy? That they're using that as basically just cannon fodder on the front lines.
And I'm not saying I don't enjoy NXT, because anytime I watch it, I do enjoy it. You know, but I love, you know, Undisputed Era. I do love, you know.
There's a little kid wearing...
A little fat kid wearing all the Roman gear caught me off guard.
That would have been me when I was 10 years old.
Yeah, me too. You know, that's its sole purpose. The whole USA was probably like, yeah, you know, I got a bunch of NCISs to run, but yeah, if you want 2 more hours,
wait,
sure.
Which NCIS are we talking about? Are we talking about New Orleans?
The one with Mark Harmon.
Ah, okay.
That's all I know.
I like Mark Harmon. I liked him in summer school.
Like, Psych and Suits is over, so like they got nothing. So they have all the time in the world.
No burn notice put on.
Psych's a good show, though.
So
they don't...
It.
They have that... They have that The Purge show. That's pretty
that's
good.
True. Okay. But what I attribute that to be honest, is just something new. It's something fresh. Fresh feuds, we always talk about. Hashtag. You know, it's just something new. It's something different.
Are you surprised that NXT's doing under 1 million viewers?
I'm not, because it only did 1 million with no AEW.
It did 1 million with AEW on that first night. The first night that they fully showed it for the 2 hours, it only did 1 million.
But I mean, you would think a live WWE program on a major cable network doing less than a million
with a
viewers?
Roster full of people that only the Twitter people know.
I was about to say all the marks are watching both those shows. So they're watching AEW and they're watching NXT. Yeah. But you got to, like, with me, I'm choosing what I'm going to watch that night, and I'm choosing AEW.
Right, I'm watching AEW live, and I'm watching NXT on DVR after the fact. And my main thing is that when AEW was first becoming a thing, the big thing I was worried about with AEW was that they were going to lean too heavy on the fact that we're just going to have good matches. You know, guys like Kenny Omega, who is not a good promo, and guys like the Bucks, who are not good promos.
Trying to say Kenny's not a good promo?
No.
He's okay.
Not. He's not. He's really
Kenny or Seth on the mic.
or a gun is your third gun. This loaded gun on the table, which may or may not have one in the chamber. There it is. I thought they were leaning too heavily. They were going to lean too heavily on, like, oh, we're going to do 5-star matches and people are going to watch. But that's what NXT's done instead. Yeah. They flipped the script on me, Will. Yeah,
they flipped it and reversed it.
They did. As Missy Elliott would say.
That was good.
It's your flipping if it's damn.
So, NXT's never really been big on storylines, and that's how it was on the network. And I know that's how Triple H likes to run his shows. He likes to base it around just matches. I think the first episode alone probably had the most story because, you know, you had Finn Balor coming out. Mm-hmm. You had Ciampa coming out at the end, but that was just basically the story just for that specific, just for the championship belt, for the heavyweight championship belt. You didn't really, everything else is just matches.
And granted, I think Matt Riddle against Adam Cole, Bebe, was probably the best match we've seen on Wednesday night on either show. That very first match on the head-to-head night.
Did you ever pull your Google sheet of all the surveys that you sent out?
Yes, and actually 100%. I did a Google survey of about the first Wednesday night, first night of the Wednesday Night Wars, and 100% of the people that responded to that said that Adam Cole versus Matt Riddle was the best match of that night. And actually, the majority of the things that were picked were won by NXT, you know, like best tag match, best women's match, best announced team. But the one that won for AEW was, which show did you like better? Yeah. Which I thought it was so intriguing. And that's why I did that, because I 100% have been enjoying AEW more than NXT. Although I think NXT has been having some of the best matches, and I think Mauro Ranallo is the best wrestling announcer, combat sports announcer on the planet right now.
About Josh Matthews?
He's top two. He's top two. 1A, 1B.
That's a joke. That's a joke. Please don't send angry emails.
Grim Reaper likes
just
it.
Just kidding.
But I think
TNA guy.
But I think what AEW is doing differently is they're doing a... They're actually throwing storylines out
they
there.
They are.
And they're actually throwing pretty good storylines out
with
there.
With every match, there's stories and there's potential, like, side stories that you could see breaking off of there. Like, oh, that guy did gave a little, like, you know, tick with one, you know, one little thing. And
I'll
I can
give
see
you
that
very,
breaking off into something else.
A very easy example is the Darby Allin Jericho thing that literally they threw together in 3 weeks. But I now know more about Darby Allin than I do almost anyone on NXT.
Yeah.
And I mean, and that's, I have a reason to care about him.
And it's not because
I know about him.
It's not because he cut a 15-minute promo in the ring either.
No, but it's...
No, he cut a 3-word promo in the backstage.
Yeah. But like you're saying,
he skateboarded down the ramp.
Like you're saying, though, you learn so much about him.
Yeah, I'm just saying, so they include a little bit of everything, you know what I mean?
And a little bit of the bubbly.
A bit of the bubbly.
But they're also only using right now, like what, 15% of their actual roster, like on the actual live show. So they have so many things that they could still do.
Yeah, I like that it was like week three and we were just seeing like the Jurassic Express for the first time.
I think that's cool. Like I was worried that it was just going to be so heavy, you know, Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho, and they've been like adding little bits and pieces here, and they keep you interested every week, and then they end it with a cliffhanger.
And I feel that that's kind of what my next thought was going to be. I feel like I need to watch AEW live because of the entertainment and the storyline progression. And I feel like if I don't watch it live, that's something that could get spoiled for me on social media or Twitter or whatever.
Or Jason.
Or Jason, Calcedo.
I don't do it on purpose.
But NXT, I just know it's going to be really good matches and really good matches that I could probably watch anytime.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to watch right away as Jason is getting distracted by Otis.
Otis
on
is
TV.
In a bathing suit and they're making protein powder.
They're making protein powder pancakes.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, this looks terrible.
I need an email about how good Heavy Machinery is so Dan has to talk about it. That's what I need. What would that email be? They were going to send it to me.
RhinoWrestlingReview@gmail.com.
Yeah, this is very entertaining.
CC Dan Rhino and Heavy Machinery.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, also too, is
I'll
like,
get the password.
So AEW, they're not skimping on matches either. Like their matches are actually like very solid. Mm-hmm. High quality matches. Mm-hmm. I think,
but they have a point to. They have a, you know, they progress things.
Yeah,
you know, guys, stop laughing at Otis.
Everyone loves Heavy Machinery, but you.
If you keep, it's just they're making fun of him because he's fat.
That's not true.
That's
Dan.
What they're doing. He doesn't realize either. He doesn't realize or he doesn't care that they're he's fat. Have him dance and have him take his shirt off and have him eat a bunch of stuff.
I heard there's a lot of beef out there when there's Otis a lot is of beef in there.
Out there.
There's a lot of beef out here.
Thank you, Vince.
Against all this beef.
Yeah, thank you, Vince. I think AEW 2 has had better advertising because
they've been all over everything.
They were mentioned during the MLB playoffs a lot. They were on the little sports crawl at the bottom of the screen, you know, just like where they put the scores at the bottom of like the, you know, football and basketball scores at the bottom of the screen. They put mentions about AEW on TNT and TBS, which I thought was really interesting. So
and
I think that attributes the fact that it's must watch. They've made it more must watch, and I think they've gotten the word out better.
Well, they haven't even gotten to their first like pay per view yet. Well, since the live shows, which is actually coming up. So we got a go home show next week, and I'm wondering what they're gonna do with that. I'm interested to see what's gonna happen. Like, and plus the cards every week have been stacked. Mm-hmm. Like this most recent week we got a pay-per-view quality card, you know, on live TV.
Yeah, we didn't even get to see Jimmy Havoc, which is disappointing.
Yeah,
I know that hurts your family.
Man, it does really hurt my
family. He's got a special on Saturday. Slaughterhouse special.
Yeah, Jimmy Havoc's shitty wrestling from Europe.
I told you it's Slaughterhouse.
No, God, please, no, no, no.
You should be on the MLW bandwagon, and now you just gave up.
No, I like MLW. I just don't think Jimmy Havoc has any role in wrestling that serves any purpose.
We'll see. Maybe we'll watch it tomorrow.
No, I don't think we will.
All right, let's go to number eight. All right, number eight.
You read it.
All right. I don't have numbers. That would be you.
This is the worst show ever.
RJ from Philly writes, is Hell in the Cell the worst WWE pay-per-view of all time or just recent memory?
Yep. next email comes from Paul.
Hot take.
Okay, so we haven't had a chance to talk about Hell in a Cell. That was kind of in that week of everything happening in the world of WWE. We had the season premiere of Monday Night Raw. We had NXT going head-to-head with AEW. We had AEW premiering on Dynamite. Our AEW Dynamite premiering on TNT. We had SmackDown going to Fox. We had... and then, surprise, we had Hell in a Cell on a Sunday. And I think, like, the day before, wasn't there only, like, three matches announced for the show or something like that?
Yeah, three or four.
As recently as the
Yeah, because we
day
do
before.
A pick'em in a Facebook group, me and Will are both in. And we had to pick four matches because nothing else was announced ahead of time.
So,
four match pickle.
That just goes to tell you how much they or how little they cared about that pay per view. So it was a very thrown together show. None of the matches really meant anything. Nothing really got progressed storyline wise from a pay per view that should be, you know, other than Sasha Banks and Becky, who I thought had the by far the match of the night opening.
Literally the saved card. The only smidge right. of dignity the show had.
Yeah, the only thing that was, you know, worth watching on the show. There was nothing that really needed to happen for a pay-per-view that should be a big pay-per-view. Hell in a Cell should be a big deal.
I think it was very obvious they were just going through the motions till the Fox and USA split, obviously.
Right.
Which sucks that it was Hell in a Cell. I almost wish they would have just saved that and did like a throwaway, like Unforgiven or some, you know,
great in your house, bad balls of fire.
Well, Hell in a Cell used to be where feuds go to, like,
yeah, right. to end. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, the cell is, you know,
it's unforgiving.
It's an unforgiving structure where there's no disqualifications.
Yeah.
And it's red.
Nobody wants to see the main event end in disqualification.
God.
Well, speaking of that main event, I think what a lot of people are kind of saying, or why they're kind of calling this Hell in a Cell one of the worst pay-per-views of all time. And I still don't think it was worse than that ECW December to Dismember.
Well, we watched that, didn't we?
Yeah, it was awful.
That was our first watch along.
Yeah, it was pretty awful. But the fact the way the show ended with The Fiend and Seth Rollins was getting booed out of the building every time he was making a comeback. The Fiend was getting cheered. Seth totally killed any semblance of credibility that his finisher has, because he hit Bray with 39 of them. I think it was less than 60. I think it was in the high 30s.
I mean, we can get an intern.
Yeah, we'll have an intern look it up. But he pulled out all the stops, and then to have it end in not really a disqualification, but the ref just threw out the match, which I didn't think that was possible in a Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Mick Foley fell from the fucking cell and kept wrestling.
Yeah.
But hey.
And then Bray immediately gets up and puts the mandible claw on.
Yeah. Right.
Right after the match had gotten ended. So it was a way to just have a non-finish, which is not something you should... It's not something that you should be booking in a Hell in a Cell main event.
It's not something you should be booking with not only your main event, but your first organic star that you've made in... years.
You're
in the Fiend.
The hottest thing that you got going right now. That literally you should probably just put
and
the belt on.
You literally burnt it down with one match and one segment on Raw.
Well, the Fox execs don't like Firefly Funhouse.
I don't give a fuck what
according
the Fox
to.
Like. Maybe I don't like the stupid NFL robot being in the
world. Whoa! Yeah. Cletus!
Yeah. I don't like him making
I
want to
see Bray Wyatt versus Cletus.
Yeah, that could work.
Maybe.
That sounds great.
We can get you know, Cletus is gonna wrestle a match sooner or later.
Yeah,
it's gonna probably. Happen.
I'm okay with that.
Whose turn is it?
Yours.
I'll take. Give me five.
Five. Ooh, we got pumpkin spice jerky.
Ew.
With Kane Velasquez.
He had it right the second time.
Velasquez.
Don't worry, Michael Cole doesn't know the name.
With Cain Velasquez and Tyson Fury in prominent matches at Crown Jewel and WWE's recent focus on being more sports-based, is the company destined to be overrun with crossover athletes? If so, is this bad for the product?
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Exactly. Aww.
I'll tell you what, you're going to see a lot more of this in order to appease the sports nerds over at Fox. I think you're going to see, we've heard rumors that they don't like the Firefly Funhouse thing because they don't like the otherworldly, cartoony aspect of it. We already seen with the draft how much they want to make it more sports-like. And what's more sports-like than bringing in, you know, legitimate, decorated combat athletes like Cain Velasquez, who's a former two-time UFC heavyweight champion, Tyson Fury, who is the current heavyweight boxing champion, undefeated. They think that that's what people want to see. But Will, kind of to your point earlier, we don't want that with our wrestling. We don't want it to be like a professional football or professional basketball or anything like that. We want wrestling to be what it has always been, and we just want it to be good.
Right, and I think that's one of the things that we were worrying about the most with the move to Fox was whether what the Fox executives were going to do to the show what they were going to do to change it, which I was really confused as to why Bray Wyatt got drafted to Fox. I think Fox was just like, look, we want the hottest thing going in wrestling right now. But I swear to God, if they change it,
$2 billion get you whatever you want.
And they ruin it, which it's kind of already ruined, but if they ruin it a little bit more, if they don't put the belt on them, or if they don't do something with them, or if they just bury them down in the mid-card, like, which is what I think they're going to do after Crown Jewel, like...
Jack!
Like, that's just a waste. Like, I want to see wrestling. I want to see storylines, and I want to see out of these world, like, some characters that are out of this world. Yep. What happens if The Undertaker shows up on SmackDown?
Can't.
They're just going to be like,
he's dead.
No, the American Badass is going to come back, guys.
I don't know if that'd be so bad.
Wow.
Alright, so hear me out.
I think you're going to see more of this, though. Go ahead.
Hear me out, guys. People didn't love SmackDown that much when it was on USA anyway. You're saying that we're changing it that much. SmackDown was the wrestling show of the two anyway, because it went back-to-back with Raw, which is just pure 3 hours of sometimes garbage. You know,
usually garbage.
Sometimes garbage. You know, I'm a little more positive than you guys.
Yeah, you said sometimes, I said usually. Yeah. Will said always.
So, going by this thing here, I don't actually mind. Like, I'm going to talk about Crown Jewel specifically. So, I actually don't mind them doing this here because they're getting essentially free money from blood money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're throwing that at, instead of their 55-year-old stars in the ring, they're going with stars that can, you know, aren't wrestlers, but like Tyson Fury's huge in Europe, like, you know, in the UK and that.
So is David Hasselhoff. Is he gonna be wrestling?
Maybe.
That?
Maybe he's on Team Hogan.
Maybe he can come out and do like a halftime show song or something.
Cool.
You know, and Kane's huge in Mexico. I mean, they're at least.
I will say that neither one of those places you just mentioned is Saudi Arabia.
No, I know. I understand that. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I just think that they're trying something different here. Instead of going with, after the debacle that was like Goldberg and Undertaker, I think they're trying something else that is still makes it feel like a big show. I actually kind of think Crown Jewel looks good on paper. I don't have an issue with it. It's something different. It's something...
Unacceptable!
I don't think. I mean,
maybe that's
just... You want to see Tyson Fury against Braun Strowman in a fucking wrestling match?
No. I don't.
Nobody wants to see that.
No.
I don't.
How in the world can that be good? Give me one way that what that could be passable.
Because Braun.
For entertainment-wise. You can't even get it out.
I try.
Yeah. Oh, everybody, but that comes out, everybody loses their shit.
Loses their fucking mind.
Yeah, and then he gets in the ring and is like, oh, well, I
forgot. Is it because Tyson Fury's going to get these hands?
Yeah, Tyson Fury's not jobbing to no one.
No, he's not. No.
He's leaving $15 million richer.
God, that's
And he's ridiculous. Fine.
I don't get why I would want to see that.
I think people either at Fox or WWE both think he is a bigger household name.
It's Fox.
It's
100% Fox.
I couldn't
but isn't
be.
He, isn't this a Raw story? Oh no, Braun's on SmackDown. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't be any more of a casual boxing fan. Like I'll watch it if it pops up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch it, whatever. But I do know who Tyson Fury is. But I'm at least sports knowledgeable. Like I don't. Do you think no one is watching this because of Tyson Fury? Mm-hmm. He's just kind of there.
Why are they giving him $15 million?
Because they have $2 billion to blow now.
I mean, why don't you give that money to the Yemenis people that the Saudis have slaughtered because of the famine that they've caused over there, killing women and children?
Look, we can't fix that. Let's focus on things we can.
We can't fix that. But we can give you Tyson Fury.
Yeah, we can. Kane Velasquez. Kane Velasquez. Oh, and Team Hogan versus Team Flair. Dude.
Which Team Hogan right now only has two people.
Yeah.
So that's
cool. It's rumored that Edge is going to be on Team Hogan now, which would be incredible. Tell me that wouldn't be cool.
That would be cool. As long as it's safe for him.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just the thing, though, is that like if you're going to bring someone back, can you just bring them back in the States?
It's easier to test the water in a five-man match.
Where's the waters being tested? Just bring him back.
You're testing his health in a five-man match. He can come in and do the spear,
pop. They could do that anytime.
Yeah, they did it on whatever pay-per-view that was. He came out and hit the spear.
Which Ed still is saying that he is not medically medically cleared.
He's like, guys, I'm not. They're like, ah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but in Saudi Arabia, they don't give a fuck about your neck. They'll cut it.
Whoa. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that. I heard that.
They said, he's going to wrestle.
Yeah. It's like on Saturday Night Live when they make a joke like that and the crowd goes, oh. Like, okay,
yeah.
I'm the bad guy here. Yeah. I'm the asshole that did that.
I guess I'm the only one that thinks Crown Jewel could be okay. I think they're trying something new.
I got to give a shout out to Fox and Orion. He's on STF Underground podcast with our boy Dougie Wrestling. And he says that he doesn't really care what happens at Crown Jewel because he doesn't consider it WWE canon.
It's just a house show.
And that's how I feel too. It's like nothing follows over.
It's like it's happening in like an alternate timeline. Yeah. So it doesn't. Yeah. You can do whatever you want. Like,
I mean, women can't drive without permission.
Yeah. Hogan could win the belt over there and it doesn't matter.
That'd be fucking incredible.
Because it's not WWE canon. Yeah. So I got to give a shout out to him.
Which means the Fiend's going to actually lose. In Saudi Arabia.
But then it doesn't matter.
It doesn't hurt him because it's not canon.
Yeah, remember that.
There you go. You just figured it out. So there you go.
Or it might just disqualify him.
It's a last man standing match.
Yeah. They're like, no, I don't think so.
A lot of standing going on here. I'm going to have to throw it out.
You're
going to
use a sledgehammer, which is the same thing that Triple H has been doing for 20 years.
Yeah, but it's Triple H, though. He's the CFO. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Triple H is probably the last member of Team Flair, too, I bet. No. I wouldn't be surprised. Cool.
We can get Bald Shawn Michaels, too. That'd be...
On Team Hogan?
Oh.
Ooh, oh.
What could go wrong there?
Yeah, I think it's. I think I'm getting interested here.
A little intrigued
here.
Now. See?
Now we're all watching Crown Jewel.
No.
Halloween morning.
God.
Yeah. All right, Will, go ahead.
All right, we're going to do number 10. Oh, Hall of Famer, Paul in St. Louis.
Oh, hi, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
The Monday Night Wars had so much talent that was overrated and overused, but also so much talent that was underrated and underused that could have shifted the war in the long run. Right now, who do you see as the overrated and underrated pieces of the Wednesday Night War?
I think it's a great question because
that's why he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he is a Hall of Famer. When you think about when Jericho came over to Raw. Yeah. And how Jericho was getting so over by himself on Nitro, but it was the Hogans and it was the Bischoffs and the Goldbergs.
Goldberg's the one that squashed most of that.
And he couldn't get over. They wouldn't allow him to get big at all. So he went over to Raw and became, you know, one of the biggest stars in Raw history. Had one of the biggest Raw moments with his
interrupting the Rock. Yeah, did it perfect.
Yeah,
they
absolutely
did it perfect. It's been a long time since we've seen them do something perfect.
But think about how that might have shifted the war if they would have taken the Eddie Guerreros, mm-hmm, who jumped ship. Yeah. If they would have got behind him on WCW. If they would have got behind the Chris Benoits. If they would have got behind like I said, the Chris Jerichos, all these guys that jumped and shifted the balance of power to WWF at the time, how would that have, you know, how would the Monday Night War have turned out differently if those underused talents would have been, you know, put in more prominent roles, and the old guard wouldn't have, you know, just stuck their foot in the ground and said that we're not moving?
Yeah, because outside of Jericho a little bit, and then Rey Mysterio... Mm-hmm. Nobody even touched the main event picture. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and poor Ray just used to be like a lawn dart.
Right.
You know, and but he was around, And Jericho just a little bit here and there would wrestle, you know, main.
So who comes to mind? I think of strictly of Wednesday night.
Okay.
So strictly of Dynamite and NXT. Who do you see as... It's kind of hard to do overrated because everybody is... The majority of the people on both shows are so young. That they haven't really had it, and that both shows are so young.
What about your boy Jimmy Abbott?
He's on my list.
Oh.
Because he was just literally wrestling for a shot at the world title the other day, and I don't know what he's done other than swallow some tacks.
You ever swallowed tacks?
Well, he did win that match.
I mean, not on purpose.
Yeah, that's
He did win that match.
Yeah.
I think Joey Janela is another guy who they talk about like he's a big deal, and he's just not... anything special.
Did you watch his dark match with Kenny Omega?
I did not.
It was amazing.
And I'm guessing it was probably like a street fight or something. Because he can't, because he can't do a real wrestling match.
It was, but I mean, still. Like, there's a lot of good stuff.
And Joey Janela's gotten himself in really good shape, right?
No, no, okay. God, no.
All right.
He likes White Claws.
Yeah, he does.
His claws are the law.
So wait, are we on overrated right now?
I'm doing overrated now. You know somebody who I hate, it kind of kills me to say this because it's still early in her development, but I don't get Britt Baker, man. I don't
She's
get it.
She's a dentist.
Is she really?
Yeah.
DMD?
I don't know if they tell you that, you know.
She's really good.
So something I'm going to say in her defense
She's a dentist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't know that, did you?
Wow. They never mentioned that.
No, like every 40 seconds.
Dr. Baker, how long did it take you to become a dentist?
I got some ribs in my teeth I needed to get.
That time when she was on commentary?
Yeah.
And they just kept going to cuts of her just sitting there not saying anything.
She wasn't paying any attention.
And JR was trying to get her to talk, but he didn't know what to say other than... So you're a dentist, huh? That was a lot of school you had to go to, huh? You should have gone to dental school in Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner, huh?
The only thing I'm going to say about Britt Baker is that this is her first time on any television. Mm-hmm. So she didn't come up through an Impact, a Ring of Honor, an NXT, or any of that.
Yeah, she's straight from the Indies.
So I don't understand we're 3 weeks in or whatever, but I mean, that's probably not something very easy to just flip on, you know, and I think that's why she's been doing a lot of tag matches and, you know, not cut one-on-one promos and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a little time.
Well, she just had her biggest, she just had her biggest match of the first 3 weeks. So she just had her championship
lost
match
to Rio in a pretty competitive match.
Which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, and that match took a while to get going, but once they got each other's timing, I thought it was a good match.
And I would imagine that there was a language barrier and stuff like that
she's like the big main woman that they're pushing.
She's right the huge now. Focus point for next week.
She's on AEW. All the posters. I get it. She's because she's gorgeous, but
and she's the girlfriend, wife.
Adam Cole, baby.
Yeah, that probably doesn't hurt.
Well, it doesn't make me like Adam Cole that much.
Well, no, but
baby.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I hate saying that anybody's really overrated because it's so early, but I'm just trying to answer the question because Paul's a Hall of Famer.
You got to answer the question.
The other one for me is how prominently they use the horsewomen on NXT. I mean, I haven't seen Marina Shafir or Jessamyn Duke wrestle a match.
Yeah.
but they're in, like, main event, like, storylines because of Shayna. And Shayna's Shayna's gotten a lot better.
Shayna's been
the
champ for, like, 18 months, right?
Yeah. Seriously? Like 18 years. Shayna's gotten better, but...
The match that she had in the first week
I know you're talking What's about. What's her Mia name? Yim?
No, Candice LeRae. I was thinking Lacey Evans the whole time.
She's, like, married to your boy.
Yep, Candice LeRae. That one was actually pretty good. Yeah. I think that might have been the
best match. Better.
She has gotten better. I just think that they oversell the whole horsewomen thing.
Yeah.
But let's get into the sad part of the question. Let's get to the fun part.
I got some overrated.
Oh, okay. All right.
I can go there too.
Mine is actually not a wrestler. Mine's actually not a wrestler. I don't have any stars.
Don't you do
or
it.
Or overrated stars on NXT. I will say that right now. Mm. At least for right now. But I do have an overrated person.
Don't you do it.
On AEW right
now. If this involves barbecue sauce, I'm going to be real upset.
It's Jim Ross.
Oh!
Poor JR.
It's Jim Ross. And so,
67
But
years
I will
old.
I will say this.
Hold on. I think we got a
hot take.
I will say
drop
this.
The hot take button.
So from him being, from him doing the commentary and the, you know, All In, All Out, and Firefest, or Fighter Fest, and all that stuff.
Yeah, he was at Firefest, too.
Firefest.
He's eating cheese sandwiches and sleeping those FEMA tents.
I think those were when he was at his... He wasn't really good in a couple of those.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't think he liked who he was working with.
Don't think he likes being in AEW. So for that... And you can kind of tell in the commentary that he does week in and week out. But I will say from week one to week three, he has gotten a lot better.
I think Shivani's there.
I also do think...
I think it helps, too.
It's like, they're friends outside of wrestling.
I think now that's the only thing that saves that commentary team is Shivani and Excalibur. But I think Jim, he gets so laser-focused on the fact that he hates that type of wrestling. And he starts talking about
nobody's going for any pins.
Then he started talking about barbecue sauce this past week.
Why the hell they got so many chairs around the Khan family having a family reunion after the show?
Someone brought a chair in and he's like, "We're gonna have to slather some barbecue sauce on that." I'm like, "God damn, that's the thing we make fun of all the time."
It's amazing.
Yeah. He is getting better. I will say that.
He doesn't seem like he's having fun.
No.
Like Shivani seems like he's having fun.
There's glimpses of him having fun every once in a while, but it's not...
Shivani seems like he's having fun. Excalibur seems like he's having fun. You know, Shivani's been like, "I love wrestling again."
Excalibur is trying not to step on toes of two Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
I think he is.
And as he should.
I think he is stuck. And, I think JR is good at silence for a minute. Like, he's real good at, like, just sitting there for a minute, not saying anything.
Letting the moment.
And then and Excalibur jumps in because you have to. Like, you don't do silence this day and age.
Yeah.
You know, that's when Vince is in the ear chewing you out from Gorilla. You know.
Simon over.
Yeah. And
But he gets upset when, like, Excalibur calls moves, like, by their actual name. Like, the Tope Suicina and, like, the whatever the Mexican names are for Spanish names. Sorry. For the all the flips and stuff.
Settle down, Ultimate Warrior.
Like, Jim Ross, like, gets upset about it. He's like, "Oh, well, you can call it whatever you want, but he's not going for the pin." Like, okay, we get it.
Yeah. So I'm going to...
Wrestling evolves, Jim.
I'm going to stick it out here and say that it's kind of overrated, but AEW has done a hell of a job of making Kenny Omega just another wrestler, I think.
That's a storyline, though.
Yeah, but it feels like it's really real to me. It just feels like he is just another wrestler.
And, you know, just a year ago we were talking about how
he was a reason to watch maybe
the best wrestler on the planet.
Yeah.
And they were kind of just making him a guy right now.
Yeah. And maybe that's, like I said, maybe that is the storyline.
There could be an end game.
And I'm excited for, Gear Up?
Metal Gear. Full Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Four.
Metal Gear Solid 4.
But that's the thing that one of the things we were worried about the most when they announced that they were doing a show. They were like, "Oh, Kenny Omega is obviously going to be their heavyweight champion. He's obviously going to be the top guy in the company." Right now he's not. And that's good.
But that's the same thing with Roman Reigns. You guys talk about him in all the title pictures. He ain't been near the title picture in 2 years.
Don't you dare compare those two guys.
Okay, well, he beat Leukemia.
So. Yeah.
Leukemia.
Speaking of great wrestlers, Otis is going nuts right now with the hot tag.
Yeah, doing a bunch of fat guy stuff. Yeah. It's great.
Stop it. Get some help.
Thank you, Michael Jordan.
No,
You need to have NBA Hall of Famer talk some sense in
there. How about some underrated guys? Because I don't have a ton overrated yet. You know, I just wanted to throw out the Kenny thing 3 weeks in.
It is really early. On both shows,
but
it's really early.
When a Hall of Famer like Paul asks you a question, you answer the question.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, who comes to mind, Will, for your underrated?
My underrated person is, you know, a star that you actually have just started to come over to the other side.
I'm being converted.
Darby Allin.
Yeah.
Darby Allin is a star in the making for AEW.
So my big thing with Darby, and I kind of told Dougie Wrestling this off air, that, you know, Doug didn't understand why I was anti-Darby until recently.
A lot of us didn't.
What did he do?
I mean, I can see.
What did he do before the Cody match and before the Jericho match that you like?
He did that. Sorry, I was watching drop onto the barrel.
That was cool. That's dumb.
That was cool.
It was okay. So I saw his girlfriend throw up on somebody in a bar wrestling match.
That's pretty great, right?
That he was in. He was in that match.
Yeah.
Everything that I have seen with Darby, like on MLW, was no kind of storytelling in the ring.
It was hardcore.
It was just building up to a spot where he hurts himself. And it's like, "Oh, he's so tough, he can take it. That's why we should like him." No, we shouldn't like guys just because they can, you know, like the neck. You guys remember the Necro Butcher? in like old ECW.
Who?
The Necro Butcher. Mm. He used to just like staple shit to him himself.
Like Abdullah the Butcher? I remember that. That counts, right?
He was like the white version.
Oh, okay.
He was the Necro Butcher. He was in that movie The Wrestler.
Yeah.
He was one of the characters in there. He just, all he did was he hurt himself, and we're supposed to think that's cool. What I've seen out of Darby in a little bit in the Cody match, but really in the Jericho match, is telling a story in the ring. And when I said that to Doug, he said, "Okay, Cornette, settle down." And I'm like, "Listen, Doug, I'm old, so I like to have stories told in the ring." And Darby can do his crazy shit as long as there's a reason for it other than proving how tough he is.
And I think that's what they've been giving him lately, too.
Yeah.
Is they've been giving him an opportunity to showcase his talent and his storytelling ability.
Yes.
And his actual ability to apparently wrestle with his hands tied behind his back.
That was some crazy shit.
That was ridiculous.
That was some crazy shit. But him doing a coffin drop onto the ring apron, that does nothing for me. That him doing a coffin drop with a Cracker Barrel.
That was pretty cool, though.
No, it was not cool.
What
stop
about,
it.
What
don't
about the skateboard with the tags underneath? Oh,
Michael Jordan, where are you when we need you?
No. I control this soundboard today. Wait, no, Michael, stop.
Get some help.
Thank you. We needed somebody from the movie Space Jam to talk some sense into you. But what we've been seeing lately is somebody who, you know, could... He's still like 22 or something like that. But somebody in a couple of years could be, you know, one of the top guys in that company.
They also built him at 175 pounds.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, that he was holding like a 50-pound bag of potatoes. Yeah. They were
like 175 pounds. I'm like, I'm 165 pounds, and I'm pretty sure we're the same height. I don't think that's right. He has more muscle than I do.
No.
Does he?
No.
I don't know, man.
No, I don't think so.
I think he's doing really good. The only thing I worry about right now is that now that he's had his championship match and he's lost.
But it took outside help, and his hands tied behind his back to beat him.
That's true. So, I mean, like, he's taken Cody to a 20-minute draw.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken Chris Jericho, almost beat Chris Jericho.
Needed help from Hager and hands tied behind his back.
Ties behind his back and whatnot. But he's taken two of their top stars to their limits.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they continue to do something with him. They need to bring in a second-tier belt.
Mm-hmm.
I think they definitely need to do that. And I think they will once they finish the tag tournament and all that. I think
it'd be cool to have a TV title now that they they're on every week.
Yeah.
Like, at least it's something, you know?
I used to love the TV title, man, in NWA and WCW.
Or like a lightweight belt or...
Well, everyone could fight for that, but Jericho and Luchasaurus.
that's true.
And Hager. The whole roster is fucking 5'6".
That's true.
Yeah. You know? It's like
Marco Stunt's like, where's my weight class?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Marco.
So, but
who else comes to you as underrated?
Oh, Lord.
Who would you like to see more of on either show that we haven't got to see enough of? Maybe. Can't really think of anybody off the top.
Like,
of your head.
I mean, I'd like to see more from like the Luchasaurus of the world. Like, I just want to see what else he can do.
So he's hurt right now.
Is he? Okay. Yeah.
So
that makes
more
sense.
He was supposed to be on this week's episode, but he has some kind
of... That's why Marco Stunt got the spot.
Yeah, that's fine, I guess. Okay. That's fine.
A lot of people were really upset about that online, that Marco was... Like, it was not believable, but... Man, we've seen him here, you know, come to town for like Glory Pro and stuff like that.
Yeah, he can go.
Dude, he's entertaining, man.
He did really good in that match too. So
he's fine. Leave him alone. Yep. He's doing his thing, man.
Of course.
And you know, he fits in with that group really well. You know, you got small, medium, and large.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, I'm two episodes behind on NXT.
I feel like I'm kind of... I've seen everybody, and there's not really anybody that like I feel like
I think it's just
getting...
too early. Like, if we revisit this in six weeks, maybe.
What about the Velveteen Dream?
He's hurt too.
Is he?
He's hurt.
Oh, okay.
Is he still the second tier title holder?
No.
Gotcha.
Your boy Roderick Strong has
Undisputed Era
has all the gold.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So we actually had a...
The Dream has no memory of that.
We had a match this past week that was Dominic Dijakovic and Keith Lee.
Ooh.
And the winner was... And that was like the third time they fought.
That was probably awesome, though.
And it always is... And it's always, but it's kind of the thing that we talked about with AEW that I was worried about. It's spots.
Yeah,
it's just spots.
Keith Lee's 280 and can act like a, luchador. Sorry.
Well, the winner was supposed to get a shot at Roderick Strong's North American title next week, and then Roderick Strong came out and attacked both of them. So now it's going to be a three-way. Next week.
Dijakovic.
I keep wanting to call him Donovan Dijak. Because that's what he was in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Dominic. Yeah, that'll be a good match.
So it's the three of them going together.
Paul, send this in another month or two. Yeah. Again, I'd be intrigued to see what our questions are.
There. Sure.
I mean, it'll probably change.
We haven't seen like half the women's division.
I'll give you one. I think that we're starting to see more of her now, but Candice LeRae's push should have come a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she showed how good she was on that first show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But her push should have come a long time ago. It was way overdue to get Candice LeRae up in that title picture. And I think she's somebody who can run with that title when she eventually gets it. It's going to be like Johnny Gargano. When it eventually happens, it's going to be big. And I think that, you know, when Candice LeRae eventually ascends to that world title, I think she's going to run with it for a while, and I think she's going to do really good things with it. My turn to pick?
Go ahead.
Give me one.
Oh, all right. From Formula 19. Formula 19, he or she writes in, MVP recently said that no one hates wrestling more than wrestling fans. Do you agree with that statement, or is it unfair to say?
Well, I think... there's three people at this table, and Jason said only one of them actually likes wrestling. And that's him.
So. I think it's me. I think I'm the only one that can find anything positive in most of wrestling.
You said you wanted to talk about this anyway before we even got an email.
I enjoyed this
because
it makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm not. I don't even like MVP. You know what I mean? He was fine.
Oh, we know why you don't like him. Ultimate Warrior.
That's not true. Rude.
Because he's better.
No, I just. And I'm on the. It's because he wears that Breathe Right strip. You know, that's probably why.
He is great.
No, I don't know, and I it makes a lot of sense. And there's two sides to it because one is you talk about the passionate, you just want it to be better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But God, but there is the dissecting of every little 2 minutes on something is too much for me,
mm-hmm.
personally. You know what I mean? It's just too much. And I've told you before, Twitter is a toxic place.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like...
So many people have gotten off of social media.
Oh, my God. Just, it's awful.
Because it looks like you need to cleanse
from
the garbage that's
It's terrible.
There.
And I could literally say something like Undertaker is one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. And 2,000 people would be like, no, Undertaker sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just unbelievable
to
me.
2,000 people that are wrong.
That's just one of those things that you think is not any kind of... you know, statement at all. Like, you're just like, oh, I think this is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but somebody's like, no, Undertaker, blah, 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 can't do shit because they seen him at Crown Jewel the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just not how that works. I think there is some people that wrestling is, it's just too much. They take it too seriously. Wrestling's supposed to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's nights where we sit here and drink whiskey and beers, and we have a blast
mm-hmm.
when you just let loose mm-hmm. and watch wrestling.
And
you know,
and I think that kind of ties to what we said earlier about them trying to make it too sport-like and trying to make it too serious and try to treat it like a real draft where they're picking apart all the picks and everything. And it's not what we want.
No,
you know, I think Batista said it best.
That's not what I want.
Yeah, I don't know. I think MVP is right. I just think no one, for people that, I mean, you guys consistently talk about how terrible the WWE product is. You guys don't watch anything but WWE or AEW.
I watch
you
NXT.
Won't watch. It's the same fucking thing.
I tried to watch Impact, but I don't get the dirt bike.
What if I told you Ring of Honor's on every Saturday at midnight?
Dude, I try to watch
I'm
Impact.
I'm asleep by that.
I try to watch Impact on Friday nights on Twitch when I'm sitting at home crying by myself.
Crying. Like, I'll hold you.
I can't do it. I can't make it through it.
But I'm just saying, we talk all every. You guys talk especially every week about how terrible Raw and SmackDown are. Every week, I have to sit here and listen to it.
So,
but guess who still turns it on the next week?
Yeah, but also too is the rebuttal to that is that you were talking about earlier how we get people get upset because they want it to be better.
I
think that's
that.
What I want. I'm like,
but
I
how
want,
long?
I'm like,
how long do you?
Is that what you want?
Give it to me. Give me what I want.
No, Batista wants it.
I want Raw and SmackDown to be better. I want the matches to be better. I want it to not be overproduced and, you know, a freaking talk segment every 5 minutes, which is literally what's going on right now. We've had one match and six talk segments.
I think another thing is when you guys get what you want, the other people out there, then you don't want it no more. You want Kofi as the champion. He gets it.
Never
you want Seth as the champion. You get it. He sucks. You know, you want... all this just all this horse shit. You want the Revival to be main people. You got them. You
well,
want,
because,
you know. It's
because they don't do the right things with
whatever,
they do. Like,
but they're still pushing the people that the IWC wants, and then they get pissed about that.
Because they're not doing it the right way.
Because that's just your opinion, man.
Because then, like, because then you have someone like The Fiend who comes along, and everyone's just like, shit, they need to push
and
this guy.
We're in agreement.
And they're like, cool. And we ruined it.
Oh,
making right
a
now.
Note to put that as the new one of the new drops. On
that's
the,
just
on the
your
board.
Opinion, man.
Dude, drop. Add that. That's just like your opinion.
You know,
man.
It's like I said, you guys. This could go on.
Like
all
we
night.
Just, it's just upsetting. It's just like a week on week basis. Is that like 5 hours
Hold
of
down.
5 hours
down,
of wrestling out of the week? Like 5 hours out of the week is watching WWE wrestling. Not NXT wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And those 5 hours are the hardest ones to make it through.
Yeah.
Like, Raw is almost impossible to watch from front to back.
Raw's,
without me being like, every couple minutes, like, well, I'm out.
Raw's tough to watch. I'm not going to lie. I like SmackDown's fine to watch. I think anything 2 hours is okay. 2 hours should be the max. That third hour on Raw is I think, part of the problem.
But even right now, like, as we're recording this,
they
have been going over the Bayley heel turn for like the last 10 minutes.
It just happened last week.
Yeah.
And they're just like replaying like old stuff before we even get to and now we're gonna have to wait another 10 minutes because there's gonna be a 10-minute promo.
Yeah.
And here and then we're gonna have a commercial break.
Sasha Banks.
And then we're gonna come back and have a we're gonna see what happened, you know, she's gonna talk to Charlie Caruso or something backstage for like 3 minutes. And in a half hour, we'll get another match here.
Like you think back to the one of the biggest storylines in wrestling over the past couple months was the whole
Brutus Roman going into the Hall of Fame.
Besides
I was in the house when he came out on stage when he was. I wasn't
you're the
at
only
the,
one that
and
cheered.
Then
dude,
he dropped,
so
he dropped those hedge clippers and it
I was
cut
up in the cheap seats. Brutus, I love you.
It was literally the only person cheering.
That's
but no, like the one of the biggest storylines was the Roman Reigns thing and who was attacking Roman Reigns.
Oh yeah.
What came out of that?
It was we found out it was that guy that looks like Eric Rowan.
Cool.
You know who came out of that looking good was Buddy Murphy, and you know what they did with that? Nothing.
He's
they
champ
had him.
Now.
They jobbed him out to a couple people, and then they sent
Isn't
him over.
Is he the world
Raw.
Champ now?
No.
No.
Oh, I thought they.
No,
and then they pushed.
He was on a huge push, and then lost in a tournament.
Then
or
they
something.
Pushed Eric Young over to Raw. Luke Harper didn't even get drafted, so he's apparently not even in the picture
you said
anymore.
Eric Young? I didn't even know he was still on the roster.
Eric Young?
Eric Rowan.
Eric Rowan.
Oh,
I mean,
Eric Young did go to Raw.
Eric Young is on Raw.
I didn't know Eric
Young
was still on the roster.
Who did he fight this
week? AC3?
No, he fought someone
this
week.
That was like 6 years ago.
Oh, he fought Aleister Black this week.
Oh, I'm sure that went well.
He got jobbed out.
Yeah.
So, it's just... it's so inconsistent with WWE. Their product is very inconsistent.
Well, I agree that what MVP said, that no one hates wrestling more than wrestling fans. But
it's so true.
But on the other hand, I think that I don't like when people online say, well, if you don't like it, don't watch it. No, I shouldn't have to not watch it just because you don't want to make it good. I have a right to want something that I love to be good. And, you know, it's same thing with like your baseball teams or your football teams. You know, well, if you think the Cardinals suck, then don't watch them. I love the Cardinals. I want them to be good. And yeah, you should want, as the owners of that team, you should want to make them good so right, they succeed. And you should want your fans to want to come to games. You should want your fans to want to come to wrestling events. And you should want your fans to watch TV. But you're giving us shit. And we have every right to say that it's shit. We also have every right to watch next week, hoping that you'll change
it. Do something better.
The
only good thing about it being shit for probably the last, 18 months, mm-hmm, is we got AEW because of that. Mm-hmm. The time was now.
Yeah.
To do that, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? And I know you hate Brian Alvarez, but he made a really
Brian Alvarez.
He made a really great point. He was on Talk Is Jericho, I think, a week ago.
Was he doing fake and radio guy voice?
No,
Brian Alvarez here.
He wasn't doing
WrestlingObserver.com. Joined by Dave Meltzer and Mike Sempervivi every Wednesday. You're on Westwood One.
Throw the damn towel.
The world.
What did Brian Alvarez have to say?
He just made the point that, for instance, 10 years ago when Impact went head-to-head with Raw was doing record business. Mm-hmm. Like, Raw was the end-all, be-all of wrestling, and they tried to attack it at its highest. And he was talking about how now AEW is trying 10 years later in an entirely different landscape when mm-hmm, everyone is basically sick of mm-hmm, WWE. You know, and I think that's a fabulous point that I didn't really think about, mm-hmm, you know.
Jericho even said that. It's like, we're not at war. We're the alternative.
Yeah, because mm-hmm, the war was started by WWE mm-hmm, when they basically gave...
This isn't a war. This is an alternative. This is another choice.
Exactly.
Well, my big thing, too, is that if you're Vince McMahon, like, you would want... I mean, honestly, Vince McMahon just gives a shit about the money. He doesn't care about what anybody thinks. But you would think that you would want... You would think that you would want your company to be like when you say wrestling, you should immediately think, okay, the best place that I can go watch the best wrestling is the WWE.
It's like the XFL.
Mojo Rawley.
Yeah, but you can go
Mojo Rawley.
Sorry, Chris. And then you could go on right now. You go on Raw, and you get Mojo Rawley.
Is he on Raw too?
I guess. I don't know.
Who got drafted?
It's boss time!
She's on SmackDown.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So, but you, right now, if you're going to say, I want to go watch the best wrestling, what would you think?
Tuesday Night Impact.
Okay. For me, it's easy.
Stop it. Get some help.
Thank you, Michael Jordan. I mean, former Birmingham Baron right there.
So, Michael, I guess, Jordan. So here's another question, and I'm not trying to keep dragging this out. WWE is very adamant saying that they are entertainment. So,
but they're not entertaining.
Well, that's my point. Maybe you shouldn't want the same thing from WWE that you want from AEW.
But AEW is giving me both.
I know.
They're giving me entertainment.
I understand that. Maybe you shouldn't.
Why can't WWE do that?
But maybe you shouldn't expect what they're doing as something else. Because that's not what they have been doing.
But they need to make...
If you're doing it the same way for 2 years and you don't like it, clearly, you're not going to just magically like it.
But if they're going to be the best wrestling company, that shouldn't they be doing the best product? I don't think they ever claimed
that. I mean, they've been claiming that for the last 20
years.
They're not a wrestling company. Can't say wrestling. Nope. Well, that's one of
the... Sorry. Say entertainment. And sports entertainment company. My bad.
Yeah. I just think they don't care.
No, they don't. And I think that's the biggest thing. And I think that's what's turning people off. That is why AEW is getting over 1 million viewers right now. It's because they know WWE doesn't care, and they know that they're not going to change their product. And what they're doing right now is they're just bringing in stars from outside of WWE because they're like, okay, maybe they'll be the next Ronda Rousey, or maybe they'll be the next, I don't know, Ronda Rousey. I can't think of anyone else.
Brutus Beefcake.
Yeah.
But it's just like you're taking time away from people who wrestle and make a living off of this company. Because you want to grab a big, you want to get that blood money. That's what you want.
Blood money.
Jason?
That'd be a good name.
Make a pick. You can just read a random email.
I'll take Brad G. in Topeka. The Final Four is set. Private Party, the Lucha Brothers, the Dark Order, and SCU for the AEW Tag Team
SCU.
Title Tournament. Who is your pick to win and why?
Anybody but the Dark Order.
I will go with, well, I would like to see Private Party win. I think it would be a fabulous way to build a very exciting tag team who is 22 years old.
Think how their road to the championship would be.
Yeah.
Upset the Bucks.
Yeah, right there.
Upset the Lucha Bros. And then beat either Dark Order or SCU in the finals.
I honestly
they're made. They're made for it. If they
Why not do it now? You already let them beat the Bucks. Mm-hmm. Let's go all the way.
Yeah, which honestly was the most surprising thing I've seen in wrestling in a long time.
That's great.
I thought that was 100%.
Isn't that cool when you get surprises?
Yeah, it's great.
Swerve, bro.
Dana Brooke was just on.
That's a surprise.
Does that count?
I was surprised she was still with the company.
Dana Brooke.
That's a surprise right there.
Yeah.
I just surprises are good.
WWE's giving me, they're giving me what I want.
Yeah.
Which is Dana Brooke.
Give it to me. You said surprises?
So
give Eric. Dust Dana Brooke off.
Yeah. I think the obvious answer or the obvious pick right now would be the Lucha Brothers. Mm-hmm.
They're the biggest stars.
They're the biggest stars. But
and I think that's why I don't want that.
Mm-hmm. What we've noticed with the smaller belts, or at least they only have two small belts.
You're talking about the women's belt? Because that women's belt is
the one that looks
tiny.
Like it's from Target toy aisle.
It looks like it's like a John F. Kennedy half dollar.
Right.
That with like,
but they went with Riho.
Yeah, so now it looks full size.
So Jim Ross actually made a comment about that. He's like that belt's almost too big on her barbecue sauce.
Wait till like Awesome Kong gets it and it looks like literally like a snack in her hand something. Yeah.
I think they're gonna go with Private Party.
I would think that'd be great. And you know what? I don't think the Dark Order is where they think they are, but I think the only reason I would want the Lucha Brothers is because they are the name, and whoever beats them, mm-hmm. then is set. Mm-hmm. And I do think the Lucha Brothers are top two tag teams in the world. You know,
I could see. Well, there was on Dynamite this week. There was a situation where SCU, Kazarian, and Daniels came out, and Lucha Bros took out Kazarian.
Yeah.
And first of all, that gave Scorpio Sky. I think JR said it really well. He said, I think it was JR that said it. Like, did we just see, the coming out party for Scorpio Sky?
Yeah, because Christopher Daniels is hurt. He had surgery.
Oh, did he really?
Okay. He's really hurt.
Well, now he's even more hurt because they dropped him on his head
his fucking head on the ramp. He goes, if I wasn't hurt before,
I am now, dick.
I think I was listening to Matt Coon's podcast like a month ago, and he said he picked Scorpio Sky to be the guy, one of the up and comers, people that everybody's talking about, could be like a big single star. I didn't really ever see it because I'd only seen him in tag matches, but man, he shined. He was, wrestled half that match with one shoe.
Yep. And then no shoes.
Scorpio Sky only stood out to me in some of the Ring of Honor stuff. You know, they did 3,000 matches with the mm-hmm. Briscoes.
Yeah.
And he always stood out. You know, it's not...
Because he was the only black one in the ring.
Well, that's the Briscoes are pretty dirty. So, you know, I mean, have you ever seen those guys?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
you think the Lucha Bros are going to come out and cost SCU? No, the reverse.
I think reverse. SCU is going to come out and cost the Lucha Bros the match, and then that's how Private Party advances. So, Private Party advances, and they get a little bit of the rub by getting the pin on one of the Lucha Bros, but the Lucha Bros are still protected a little bit because of the return attack. You know, maybe Daniels comes out, even though he's hurt, he hits somebody with the... You know, the microphone that he comes
that'd be great.
Out with.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I think it should have been booked the other way around, where it would have been Lucha Brothers versus Private Party in the final.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would have been that's a pay-per-view quality.
I think you're going to see Lucha Bros and the Dark Order in the finals, because why else would the Dark Order get the bye that they had to win 17 matches to get that first round bye?
A chance at the bye for the rounds.
If they're not going to advance to the finals. Plus then you get big time babyface versus big time heel team.
Yeah.
And you know people are going to super boo. If you get SCU against Private Party in the finals, crowd's going to be split.
Well, I think Private Party versus Dark Order too is an option. I really do. Because that way either way you get...
Isn't that what I just said?
Aren't the Lucha Brothers?
You said is Lucha it? Brothers first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aren't the?
Sorry about that.
I was thinking, I'm paying attention.
I was thinking of Private Party because I think if you get.
I was wondering why we talked about Lucha Brothers again. I was like,
aren't the Lucha Brothers working or heel right now?
Kinda. Yeah.
They're always kinda heels.
Yeah.
Super lot of burritos.
Actually,
he looks a little better.
He looked a little better. Looked a little slimmed down. A
little less doughy.
Zero burrito
carbohydrates.
Yeah. Atkins diet.
Zero fun. I think I misspoke. Private Party and Dark Order, I think, is going to be my final. That way you get big time babyface versus big time heel.
And a new star, no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Fresh views.
So we're all going with Private Party?
I'm going to go with Private Party.
A team that just a few months ago I didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing was...
I think that's what's fun about it.
...was they beat the Bucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you beat the Bucks, if you don't win the belt, then it doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with one here from Dog Breath, who writes, Mike and Maria Kanellis isn't the worst signing in WWE history. It isn't the most underutilized signing in WWE history, but it may be the weirdest. So, Mike and Maria recently signed 5-year deals, didn't they? And
they already won out.
Mike overcame addiction and had a little bit of a run on 205 Live and had a little bit of a run
205
recently
live,
on,
air quotes.
On Raw. And Mike and Maria were both 24/7 champion recently.
Yeah.
And Mike
She's
just
having a baby that's not his.
Mike just asked for his release.
Yeah.
It's just been so weird because there's been a lot of stop and starts. We had the Mike's trouble with I guess it was painkillers. I don't know if that's what he was addicted to. We've had Maria's been pregnant twice in the time that she's been there.
That's great.
It's kind of hard to get like much of a storyline going if she keeps getting knocked up. But maybe you can't blame Mike.
That's why it's the story.
You know, you can't blame Mike for wanting to make babies with Maria.
Remember when they came out at Money in the Bank in St. Louis?
You guys were there in the house. That was when James Ellsworth became the first ever women's Money in the Bank winner.
Historic
memories.
Night. We'll never forget it.
Yeah,
Baron never Corbin won the Money in the Bank as well.
Yeah, Baron Corbin, King Corbin.
So is this, Jason? You're big. Mike and Maria fan. They had, they had a good run in
Ring
Impact.
Of Honor and Impact. Yeah.
You know, Ring of Honor and then in Impact and then in WWE. Ring of Honor stuff was great. Mike Bennett and Maria Kanellis. Maria, you know, doing a lot of the mic work and wearing the little booty shorts. And most of the stuff in Impact was okay. Maria got a little bit more of a push in Impact as like the female leader character, like GM character. Of the
heel GM, of the women's division,
right.
You know,
absolutely. And Mike had a little bit of a run there, but it's been very underwhelming. But it's just been very strange. I like what Dog Breath said. It's just
strange
very
works,
strange.
Yeah, very weird. Yeah, I say good luck if they're gonna get out. I don't know. I mean, go ask Luke Harper how that's going.
Yeah,
when he asked out, you know, ask the Revival. I also wanted out, you know.
I honestly think like Impact would be a great spot for them to go back to. I think that would be. I don't really want them to go to AEW because I think they got too much going on in AEW that they might get lost in the shuffle.
I almost think he's been out of the spotlight for so long that he almost has to rebuild his value somewhere. You know, whether that's Ring of Honor or Impact or any of that, because like I was gonna say, he was a main event in Ring of Honor and Impact, and then came to WWE and basically did nothing.
Yeah,
right away. You know,
they made him like the bitch character.
Yeah,
like he took his wife's name, and then
they got that really good entrance song, and that's about it.
And like the cuckold storyline.
Yeah, that's definitely Paul Heyman. By the way,
yeah, are we sure we want Paul Heyman running Raw? By the way, because there's been a lot of like Lashley, Lana.
Bobby Lashley loves it.
I bet he does. He gets to rub up on Lana.
All day.
And he was, like, digging for gold, man. Yeah. Like, up the pants and stuff.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not if Rusev was staring at me the whole time. I'd probably be
they
doing,
really
like, the sixth grade dance. Or,
yeah.
Like, where they got to keep the bubble.
I'm waiting for Rusev to come out with a gun, like Brian Pillman style. Just like, let's really stir this shit up.
Here we go. We'll pick one.
All right, we're going to go to Mark the Mark. Oh, another Hall of Famer. Another Hall of Famer. CM Punk did a Reddit AMA this week. Dan, if you don't know, a Reddit AMA is
The American Music Awards.
No, it's Ask Me Anything. Ask Me Anything.
Oh!
When asked about a WWE return, he said, "It'd have to be a pretty big bag. Is it just me, or does he seem more receptive to returning than he has in the past?"
100% yes.
Yeah.
Because he didn't just flat out say, "No, never going back."
No.
Lately, he's been answering more wrestling questions. When I saw CM Punk at C2E2 in Chicago about 5 years ago, anybody that asked a wrestling question, he like just blew them off. Like, he did a Q&A on stage. He only wanted to talk about MMA, and he only wanted to talk about comics.
About that MMA career.
And I'm like, bro, nobody's here because of your comic book writing, and nobody's here because of your potential MMA career.
A couple good matches, though.
That's what I heard. I heard a couple good ones.
Yep.
No.
Two.
No?
No.
World champion.
No.
2-0 at least?
Right numbers, wrong order.
Oh. One and one?
One. Okay, nope. Two right numbers.
Yeah.
Wrong order.
Uh-huh. Competitive fights, then.
Yeah.
You know, like he lost but got over. Like those kind of fights.
I appreciate the little comedy routine we're doing here. I like it. I like it.
I'm just trying to.
No, I like it. I like it.
Comedy,
it's good.
Like we're just asking questions.
It's good. It's good. But no,
like
he was,
5 round fights, right?
He did have a fight. He had a 3 round fight. His last one, he didn't get knocked out or give up.
Did
so
both
good.
Of his matches combined go 5 rounds?
No.
Oh, damn.
No. But he was so anti-wrestling, wouldn't talk wrestling. Everything was negative. He treated the fans like shit. Like, basically, frankly, at that event that I went to. But now he just seems like he's softened a little bit. Like, maybe getting humbled in the cage a little bit maybe affected something. But
you got put in the camel clutch?
I'll humble you. CM Punk. You number one.
I'm real champ.
I can't even say the horrible things that the Sheik says. He says derogatory terms for homosexuals.
Fuck the Hulk Hogan.
Says he's going to have.
He really hates Hulk Hogan.
Says he's going to have like anal intercourse with people and
see,
then calls
here's
them
new things right
homosexual.
Now, guys. New
apparently,
things
Nikki,
right here.
Nikki Cross, your new number one contender.
Fresh feuds.
Somebody for Bayley to bury.
Yeah, pretty much.
But CM Punk seems like he's softened like. He settled that the lawsuit with the Dr. Aman or Dr. whatever that gave him
Z-Pack guy?
The Z-Pack
yeah. For Dr. Like Maroon.
Sounds like a fake doctor name.
Yeah.
Dr. Aman.
So. That's true.
He went to the same school as Dr. Michael Caine.
Yeah.
He also settled the lawsuit with Colt Cabana. So
yeah.
He's got like legal stuff out of the way. Didn't he I don't know if this is confirmed or it was just a rumor, he auditioned for that WWE like backstage.
Fox wants him. Yeah. Wanted him for that.
And he seems like
he would be a Fox employee.
He seems like he would be receptive
he
to
that.
He does
color on one of the UFC like I guess they have like
yeah,
third
the lower
show.
Level, yeah, the lower level.
Yeah,
like
I was like
shows.
I'm a little ignorant on UFC stuff.
But that's the thing, though, is that we don't. Do we want him in a backstage or a color commentator role, or do we want him back in the ring?
I'll tell you what, he's really good at when he was doing commentary for a while there when he was injured.
Yeah,
he was really good at it.
Yeah,
and wouldn't you rather take him just back inside the wrestling bubble? And then the potential maybe that he gets the bug that maybe he can have a big match at WrestleMania or something.
I tell you what you could do with him. I tell you, if you want to win that Wednesday Night War, throw him down in NXT for a little bit.
Mm.
That'll bump your ratings up big time.
Maybe like William.
I mean, he's going to need to go back. And,
maybe William Regal gets like taken out or something. They need a new GM for a little bit.
Like
CM Punk.
He's going to need to go down and train probably for a little bit anyway because he's been out of it for a while. And
he does MMA training every day. Will.
He does
have
what?
Have you seen those videos?
He's had five rounds
like
total match.
He runs in a hoodie every day.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that is a good training. Does he do, the rope thing?
Yeah,
I don't like the rope.
The flicking of the rope thing.
I don't like the
does
rope.
Does he flip tires?
Yeah,
CrossFit. What about the Jesus. Sledgehammer onto the
cuts
top.
Better promos.
Is that a thing? But I think that's where that's a place that you could put them. You know, obviously they're never going to do that.
Well, the fact that he said it'd have to be a pretty big bag, he's not coming back for chump change. No. But I think if the price is right,
I think it also
you
helps
can see
that
him back at least in like a commentary.
Wrestling
role.
Is kind of cool again, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he's just doing it. Well, he's going to be doing it for the money. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but it's like it helps that wrestling is kind of on the up and up.
Well, Jason, you and me were talking off air about, because we saw Daniel Cormier, we were watching UFC before we started recording. Daniel Cormier was doing commentary, and I said, you know, we remembered the rumors where they talked about Fox maybe wanting Daniel Cormier to be on SmackDown as commentary. A huge wrestling fan. He trains with Cain Velasquez. They're like best friends. Cormier was, you know, referencing Cain Velasquez coming to WWE and how proud of him he was. There's ties there with Cormier and professional wrestling. And Cormier is somebody who used to do Fox commentary for UFC when UFC had that Fox contract or Fox had the UFC contract. That could be with the ratings going downward like they are and like they're probably going to continue to do on Fox for SmackDown. I think one of the changes you could see could be on the commentary team. And we talked about maybe them pulling in Daniel Cormier. What if they pulled in CM Punk to be on that commentary team in order to boost ratings a little bit?
Yeah,
I think that would be an immediate boost.
Yeah,
you know, you're not going to jump like 2 million viewers just by having Punk on commentary, but you're going to get a little bit of a boost and you're going to get some big-time media attention, too. Some crossover media attention.
I think if you announce it in advance as well, you're also going to draw in significantly more people than you would if it just randomly happened.
All right, what we're going to do, guys, is we want to try to keep this under 2 hours. So we're each going to pick one more email.
Oh,
Jason,
man. Look
through carefully and pick one that you would like to address here. We're going to try to get to, hopefully we can get to most of these here.
Well, luckily, we only have 4 more emails left, guys.
And
I
think number 3 we already discussed about the announced teams.
Okay.
I think we covered that pretty well.
Luckily, we only have 3
well, let's
more
hit, let's
emails
hit it real
left,
quick.
Guys.
Pete in St. Louis said, are the Wednesday night announced teams the best in the business, and which do you prefer? To me,
I think Ronaldo is the best announcer, but I think the AEW team as a whole is better.
But are the 2 Wednesday night teams the best in the business?
Yes, by far.
Yes, definitely.
Obviously. Which one do you prefer if you had to pick one?
NXT.
I would do AEW, but I like nostalgia.
Ooh, so I'm the tiebreaker here.
What a shack.
I'm going to go with NXT just because I love the chemistry. I love the chemistry of both teams, but I think Mauro's the best in the business. I think Nigel and Beth Phoenix has gotten really good.
Yeah.
I mean, she's everything that I wanted Renee Young
Nigel's
to be.
Nigel's always been good.
Yeah.
Very underrated.
But Renee Young's making that money, though.
Yeah, that Fox money.
She's bragging about that Fox money. Why is that the go-to for...
Don't start. Wait. 2 hours, Dan. 2 hours.
Whenever you criticize a WWE employee, they're like, oh, I make more money than you, though, you piece of shit.
Right. Did you guys hear Samoa Joe say, I'm glad to see you're keeping the lights on in your home?
I saw
it. I was like, fucking Samoa Joe for the W.
Yep, there you go. Which one do you want to pick?
I think the number one pick.
Okay.
Let's go with Marley and me from Toronto.
Marley and me in Toronto. Go ahead.
Toronto. Who would have been your number one pick if you were in charge of Raw or SmackDown?
Mine's easy. Brutus. The Barber. A beefcake.
And he would be fired right away.
Well, so the number one overall pick was Becky Lynch, right?
Yeah.
Would that have been your number one pick, or you would have gone with somebody
not
else?
Mine, but
well, this is your chance.
I know.
Who are you picking?
Jesus.
Are you want to think about
number one?
Will knows who he's picking.
Yeah,
Sami
it's right
Zayn.
There. Sami Zayn.
Who would have been your number one pick? Would you go with Becky Lynch or somebody else?
No, my number one overall pick. I didn't really mind Becky Lynch being the number one overall pick because she's a champion.
Mm-hmm.
But my number one overall pick was going to be would be Brock Lesnar.
That would have been mine too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Even though he's not going to be on
the
TV
Undisputed Era, if I could take them as a collective unit.
But also too, I wouldn't put the other 2 champions in the second freaking round.
Yeah.
Like it would have been, it should have been, it could have been Becky Lynch, Brock
Lesnar, Drew McIntyre second,
Seth Rollins,
and then maybe Mojo Rawley.
Yeah, in the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're on the same page. Yeah.
But see, I would go with Brock for sure, even though He'll probably never wrestle. He wrestled on SmackDown. He's wrestled 4 seconds in the last 15 years on SmackDown.
But just having him is
right.
A real thing.
Exactly.
It changes the dynamic of everything.
I agree. Will, we got a couple emails left.
Two left.
All right, here we go. Chad in Cali.
Hey, bro.
What's up, bro? Hang 10. Is Vince McMahon going to be able to keep the WWE and the XFL as separate entities?
I love this question.
Or is he going to have Steve Austin reffing a game the first time the ratings tank?
by God, son, that's pass interference.
He's just asking for beers out there on the 50-yard line.
That'd be great. I'd watch that.
Okay, so... This kind of harkens back to the first time the XFL was around, when Vince said it was not going to be like WWE. He said, I'm not going to be on TV, I'm not going to be
involved. And the very first thing you see
is
Vince in his Monday Night Raw jacket, yep. Or XFL jacket that looks like the Monday yep. Night Raw jacket.
Goes into the middle of the field.
Welcome to the XFL! Like that's what I think. What was that? Dick Ebersol was like, "Holy shit!" Yep. Like, you
what
know,
have I gotten myself yeah. into. I think
this time yeah. it's different, though.
You think I so? Do. I don't think it is.
Well, there's going to be no Jim Ross and Jerry the King Lawler in the announcement.
Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, the body.
I will say right now that it does feel a little bit different because they did a draft. And
they use Microsoft Excel.
But
that article was the best thing I read all day.
But they're using more, like, I wouldn't say household names because I don't know any of the freaking quarterbacks that they drafted.
Whoa.
I've looked at a little bit about ours. You know, what? Tommy Aua?
He was at Hot Shots last night.
And he was at the Blues
just
game.
Just like eight wings.
nobody knew him.
Yeah, nobody knew him.
But so they're using more college people who didn't really make it to the NFL, which I guess is.
I would rather have that than like 40-year-old people that flamed out of the NFL.
I mean, I still.
Okay, first of all, I want a couple of those people.
I still want He Hate Me.
We got Christine Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do want a couple like people that have,
Trent Richardson.
If Brett Favre was one of the quarterbacks,
yeah, that'd be amazing.
I'm fucking in.
Yeah.
In
He's
there
50.
Like somewhere.
He's 50, but I'm fucking in.
You hit him and he breaks his hip, so you gotta watch out for that.
He throws a lot of picks, too, when it matters.
You're definitely gonna see. You saw it with the last XFL, like, The Rock was out there, like, cutting promos before the game and stuff like that. I think when the ratings, I mean, trying to get into professional football is just such a impossible task, you know, to try to do it and to get ratings over and stuff like that.
They've also kind of released the TV schedules already. So it's Sunday games at 2 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Cool.
Is what it's looking
Central,
like right
Eastern
now.
Or Central Time?
I didn't. Probably we'll Eastern.
2-hour games, though?
2 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, so it's only 2 hours apart. That's interesting.
Probably. We'll have an intern look it up.
Yeah.
Well, it's faster. It's not your normal NFL.
You're definitely going to have Steve Austin out there with his cutoff sleeve
That's
referee
not true.
Shirt.
That's not going to
drinking
happen
a beer,
time,
like,
guys.
And he's going to miss the call. And then somebody's going to say, the coach is going to get in his face and say he missed the call.
He's
going to stun
that's,
the coach.
That's not going to happen.
That is 100% going to happen. And now I want it to happen.
Thanks, Chad.
Last email. Comes from Dollar Bills, y'all.
Dollar Bills, y'all.
And this was the big news of this week. What do you make of the Eric Bischoff ousting at WWE as creative director of SmackDown? Was he destined to be the fall guy all along, or was he just not the right guy for the job? And what makes Bruce Pritchard a better choice? So in case you've been living under a rock, Eric Bischoff lasted...
Nice.
My wife would like to live under the rock.
Yeah, I was going to say, she'd be thrilled.
I mean, and by my wife, I mean me also.
By proxy.
Yeah, by proxy. Poor Eric Bischoff, man. He didn't make it very long. Only made it like 4 months total with the company. Only made it like the SmackDown to Fox thing about a couple of weeks. And Eric Bischoff out as creative director of SmackDown and... A guy with 40 years in the business and also with a podcast with Conrad Thompson.
Yeah.
Bruce Pritchard taking over for SmackDown. I honestly, to answer the question, I don't think there's a conspiracy theory out there that Eric Bischoff was hired as so they'd have a prominent name to fire if things went south in the first couple of weeks. I don't subscribe to that conspiracy theory. I think he was hired because of his name. I think he was hired because of his previous success. I think he was hired because of his experience dealing with network executives. I think he was hired because his podcast with Conrad has become really popular. And I think that's why Bruce Pritchard got hired back to the company in the first place, is because of how popular the podcast was.
Yeah.
But I think that he was more out of touch with the current product than the WWE anticipated. You know, I don't subscribe to the catering story, the Brian Alvarez, Dave Meltzer story. That
it's always
he
was, those two, ain't it?
Why do they always make shit up like that?
I mean, it depends on how good the catering was.
Yeah.
I think that...
Do you believe any of the things that say they signed him simply so he wouldn't go to AEW? Do you believe any of that?
I could see it a little bit. I don't think that's the main reason, but I think that's a nice little side effect of that.
Yeah.
Because I heard Tony Schiavone talking today that he was 100% going back to WWE. And he told Conrad Thompson that, I think I'm going to WWE. I've had like 4 interviews, and I think I'm going back to WWE. He told Conrad before he told anybody. Conrad called Cody. Cody called Tony within like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
And said, don't sign with WWE. That's what Tony said on his podcast this week, that's exactly how it happened. And I honestly think that WWE was trying to sneak in and get Tony Schiavone before AEW did. So I could totally see them wanting to get Bischoff as you know, maybe not the main reason, but as like a, you know, a nice little side thing to keep him away from AEW.
There's a lot going around too about the Fox executives wanting Paul Heyman, and they didn't give him to him.
Which makes no sense because Brock's on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Why would you not have Paul Heyman on SmackDown?
I think Bischoff did become a bit of a fall guy, and I also think maybe his heart just probably wasn't in it. Mm-hmm.
He became the fall guy. I don't think he was hired to be the fall guy.
No, but I think to answer why Bruce Pritchard is because he has always been a yes man to Vince.
I had that in my notes.
Any fucking time he's in the WWE umbrella, he is the right-hand man. Mm-hmm. In Vince's pocket, you know, no matter what he does.
So all this stuff about Vince wanting to give up control and give it to other people, you put one of your yes men in that position, then
one text he's not and he still up. Gets what he wants.
He's not giving up control. Vince is still like going to be rewriting these shows. He's still going to be splitting time between this and the XFL, and I think we're still going to the product's still going to suffer because of it.
Now, okay, we're going to go back to the catering thing real quick. Okay. I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm like, you're Eric Bischoff, right?
Yeah.
You're coming into work.
Yeah.
Every single Friday night, you get a taco bar and a nacho bar. Mm-hmm. Where are you at for the rest of the night?
Yeah.
Eric Bischoff is also known to be high quite a bit.
I can work from
I would understand.
He was high at that show he went to.
Yeah,
the live
show
he went
for sure. Yeah. St. Louis has good
So, I mean, I get it. Says. Like, catering is a big deal. Yeah. And if you get free tacos and nachos, I'm there all night long.
So, the story, there was a Sports Illustrated story that came out either today or yesterday that basically said that Eric didn't assimilate into the corporate structure, which I could totally see because...
Yeah.
When he did his best work in WCW pre the merger with AOL, when all he had to do was appease Ted Turner, who was a wrestling fan, who was a billionaire who also happened to be a big wrestling fan, but then when he had to appease, you know, Turner Sports, and when he had to appease the AOL people, that's when they sent him home, and then he came back, and then he had problems, and he went home again.
Yeah.
He does not play well in a big corporate structure. He plays well when he, you know, that's why he does, he, you know, has his studio where he produces, like, shows and stuff like that, where he can kind of control the narrative of everything. And when WCW was the redheaded stepchild of the Turner umbrella, he had nothing to lose. He could do whatever he wanted because... So
the story about Nitro, he jokingly said, I need 2 hours in prime time. Uh-huh. And they said, done. And he said, oh, shit. Or like, you know, like he didn't expect it.
Yeah.
to happen, you know?
He could take risk and do whatever he wanted because he had nothing to lose. And then once he started having success, and then there was the AOL Time Warner merger, he had to play in that corporate structure, and he didn't do well. And there's no company more corporate right now in sports than the WWE.
Yes, sir.
You know, even more so than the four major ball sports, because they all have players' unions, so they can only have so much control there. UFC, I guess, to a point, is kind of has a similar structure, but WWE, you know, really, you have to play ball with them, and I don't think,
especially with the top brass.
Yeah, and I don't think Eric does well when he has, he probably has like 18 different bosses too. You know, like on Office Space.
Yeah.
You know, 18 different
people. Did you get the memo, Eric? I got the fucking memo.
Every time I make a mistake, I have 8 different people coming to tell me that what I did wrong.
Yeah.
So I, poor Eric, you know, but, you know, it's probably the best for him to go back to Wyoming and do his podcast. And he's going to be at StarCast.
Yeah. That'll be interesting.
Yeah. That'll be cool. And he'll probably address it a little bit on his show this Monday, back on the podcast with Conrad. But the other interesting thing I heard is that, unlike some wrestlers, when they get released or when they get let out of their contract, he does not have the non-compete, like 3 month non-compete.
So yeah, he was fired. Yeah. He was not, you know.
But if he wanted, like, even if you get fired though, you still have that window where you can't like show up on AEW.
Right.
Eric doesn't have that. He could get a new job in wrestling tomorrow. I just don't think that he really wants it or needs it.
Yeah.
You know, I could see him as like a consultant or something, but I don't know. I was shocked that he was coming back in the first place. The Heyman thing did not shock me, but the Bischoff thing did.
Yeah.
And I think that this is probably the best for WWE, and it's probably the best for Eric too, even though I feel real bad. And I feel real bad for all the nasty things people were saying online about Eric.
That's what I said.
It's just like you said, it's a toxic place.
It is. People who have no idea, you know, think they're in the know.
Yeah.
You're like Dave Meltzer.
And, yeah.
How about Ryan Alvarez at WrestlingObserver.com?
That's not how we're going to end this.
I heard that he got fired because he was hanging out in catering the whole time. Like, where'd you hear that? Oh, one of the lackeys fed that story to me.
While he was feeding Eric catering. Okay. See?
There you go.
You get it.
I think you're right. Well, we want to thank everybody for sticking with us. We've been off for a few weeks. We're going to get back in the swing of things once again. It's an exciting time to be a wrestling fan. And a lot of people said that week that I was in the hospital, a lot of people said that was the WWE's worst week in their history. And I don't know if I agree with that, but they had a lot of weird things happen that week. From the 4 second Kofi squash of Brock Lesnar on national television to one of the worst pay per views and the worst finishes of pay per views and Hell in a Cell of all time. But the good news is, guys, if you don't like one thing, there's lots of other things you can pick from. They got NWA now, if you like studio wrestling. They've got Impact.
It's an easy watch.
As our buddy, the Grim Reaper. Has let us know. They're going to Access TV, and they got a big show this weekend that we're looking forward to. And I'm just happy to be back with you guys because, you know, I'm going to get a little emotional here for a second. Doug and the guys over at STF Underground gave us a big shout-out this week, and it really, like, made me feel, you know, real special, the fact that they, you know, give a shit enough to mention us and, you know, wish us well, and that we're this big, we don't tear each other down, you know, we build each other up, which I think is awesome in, you know, in our little community here. But we've got our 100th show coming up pretty soon, and I gotta tell you guys that I would not have made it to 100 shows if you guys didn't start doing the podcast with me.
Woo!
Like I'm 100% honest, because you guys have been doing this with me for a couple years. I know we don't do it every week, but doing the show by myself, I think if I would have kept doing that, it would have felt more like a chore rather than like talking wrestling with my friends. And I wouldn't have made it to 100 shows if you guys hadn't been doing this with me. So don't mean to get all emotional because my wife tells me that I've gotten more emotional as I've gotten older.
Nothing wrong with that.
Which is 100% true. I cry at everything. But I just want to thank you guys for coming on with me. And hopefully as we get close to 100 here, that'll just be the beginning of bigger and bigger things to come. So we're back. We're back on schedule. Thanks everybody for downloading, listening, and subscribing, spreading the word. If you are on whatever podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, leave us a 5-star review. You can connect with us on Facebook or Twitter. Rhino_wrestling. Email rhinowrestlingreview@gmail.com. Will Lewis is at Willistine on Twitter. Jason Castlebetta is at BigJ2197. I'm at Dan Rhino. And we are going to get the hell out of here because we're just over 2 hours. And we know when, as soon as we go over 2 hours, the downloads it's go.
We just said 3 hours is the devil. Like this like, ain't no different than Raw.
Like the Acme bomb right off the edge of the cliff. So DJ Z in the house?
Yeah.
Anything you guys want to say before we wrap up?
No. Take a breath.
We haven't done hashtags in a while.
Let's okay. Throw out some hashtags.
Man, I gotta reach into the bag of hashtags right now. Hashtag don't be a bully, be a star.
Oh, I like that one.
So
don't be a JBL, be a star.
Don't be a JBL, be a star. That's what it was.
I haven't heard that in forever.
That's a good one.
Jason's going to throw out some kind of impact hashtag weekend.
I'm just going to say.
Hashtag BFG 2019.
Enjoy.
FDM.
Enjoy the way wrestling is right now because it's pretty good.
And I want to thank everybody for listening. This has been the Wrestling Observer. Oh, no, sorry.
Thanks, Brian Alvarez.
This is the Rhino Wrestling Review brought to you by our friends at ProWrestling.com. And it's important. So let me remind you, don't kick out of each other's finishers. See ya.
See ya.
Hey, it's the R to the Y, N to the O, on a block like a tortoise with a slow, on a block like a baker, cause I'm picking up my dough, and when I'm in the booth, like I'm cooking up a...